This is Cube Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is 7 o'clock Tuesday night. You are with the show. It's Cube Talk America. We're live coming to you from Central Phoenix, as we do each and every Tuesday evening, 7 to 10. That's what we call our live segment. You call it whatever you wish. Hope you all had a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure we'll discuss what everybody did about that special 3-day. Well, Al probably worked all fucking weekend because I know how Al is.
Overachiever.
Yeah,
that's how he is.
I'm pretty sure.
I think the phrase you're looking for is holiday pay.
I'm gonna guess worked payroll. Something to do with a child. That's going to be...
Are we really that obvious? Are we that easy?
Yes.
I've listened to the show before. Marnie, hold the bass. Turn the thing. There you go. Drop the mic. A little bit. There you go.
Yeah.
Same issue for all of us.
That's why I get here early. I need extra time. Because it takes a while.
I switched to black and it looks like I've been green screened out. I look like a floating head with arms.
You can pick other colors.
And I should probably get in the
shot. There we go. Center yourself in there, my friend. Well, like I said, good evening.
I feel like we never moved, but all of a sudden I looked up there. I'm like, I'm not even on that screen.
You're leaning out of frame.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of being out of frame, coming up this Friday is the June issue of Ion AZ Magazine that, you all know, and some of you listening may also know. We did a photo shoot 2 weeks ago for the magazine, and it comes out with a fabulous story celebrating our one-year anniversary of doing the show. I saw a preview of it today when I was upstairs in their office, and it looks fantastic. And the first thing Al asks me is, how did the airbrushing come out? Like, that's why it looks good.
It's a good call.
No, but it's really cute. The shot, I love, there's one shot of you I really, really like, Marn. And then Katie is, it's not the original concept that they did, but it's going to be very cute.
Good.
So, I don't know when you're listening, but you can click on our Facebook page and we'll take you to a link to that new issue coming out for June
of 2013.
Publicity
photos of myself. Yes.
The other cool thing to me was that the year anniversary of the show and this issue of Ion coming out for June coincides exactly with my 20-year anniversary of living in Phoenix.
Nice.
I just kind of thought it was interesting that those things all
came... Oh, I thought
you
said the 1st of May.
No, I misspoke. It's actually 1st of June. I moved to the very last of May.
Because I thought you were having a stroke last week when you're like, 1st of May, I've been here 20 years. I'm like, all right, well, that may be 3 weeks ago. You should have told us.
No.
If you wanted a cake, you're a little late.
I know. I don't need cake. Do I look like somebody who needs cake?
Sure, but it's cake.
Not at all. Oh, well, again, welcome for you. I wanted to give a shout out. I don't have a name right now. I could probably look it up if I would.
Al.
Not you.
Thank you.
I know, you're not.
I did, you're welcome.
You are not
I
who
hope
I
hope you liked it twice as much as I did.
You are not who I am looking for. No, I got a Facebook message, I think it was yesterday morning, I believe. A gentleman who is in Dublin, Ireland, was listening to a previous show of ours, the one that we entitled Gooey Loot,
yeah.
And he thought it was a very funny show, and I'm like, well, you're in Ireland, you may be drunk, I'm not sure. But we hope so. Well, sure, you should.
Yeah, we were amused by it to use it in two different shows.
Yes. So I want to give a shout out to Dublin, Ireland, should they be listening again
That's
to
exciting.
This or any other
Hello,
one of our many
Dublin.
Our mini broadcasts. Currently listening live, Hong Kong and a couple of people in the U.S., and I'm not sure who all is watching us live, but
Hong Kong.
I have one more shout out, although I know she's at dinner with her family, so she's not listening, but Natalie Cianciola's birthday is today.
I do enjoy some Cianciola.
Me too.
She's a good lady. She's a good, fun kid.
So happy birthday, Natalie.
I sent out some happy birthday messages to people this morning, but I cared so much I forgot who they were.
Well, it's Facebook.
Thanks, Facebook.
I cared so much.
For keeping friendships alive.
Yeah. even when I've lost interest. It's not true. God, I hope it wasn't someone
like,
I really
liked. Happy birthday. Who is it?
It was me, Al. This is uncomfortable. It's my birthday. You forgot?
It's already uncomfortable.
Wait, we do have one, though. What is the current date? Does anybody know?
Today would be the 28th. According to the atomic clock.
Well, there is a couple things, strangely enough. My sister's been married 30 years today.
Wow.
Nice. Happy anniversary.
That's serious. Happy anniversary.
Years. Happy anniversary. And Rob Aloka's birthday
is tomorrow.
The
29th.
Yes. Yep.
I nice. Did see that up there. Also, today.
Whatever 10 years less than I am is how old he is.
So take your guesses.
Don't have nothing to say on that. I'm sure if you dig through past episodes, we've shouted out real ages at some point. Also on birthdays for today, we talked about him opening his own bar just a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
Stacey Lewis's birthday is today as well. I'm so happy for him. So he's doing very well with that new little
bar. I am so happy for
him. Stacey's at Melrose in the little gayborhood over there on 7th Avenue.
I've seen you've been there a few times. And I haven't had a chance to go yet. And I don't do nearly as much bar going as I have done. But I was actually surprised when Kelly saw the sign and said, oh, what's that? And I told her, oh, it's Stacey Lewis's bar. She's like, oh, well, we should go.
Yeah, it's very nice.
She goes out. She doesn't go out ever. So it was sweet. I'm like, oh, you like him enough to frequent the bar.
And it's a great little place for...
It caused some acid flashbacks that I really don't want to talk about.
Well, we used to go there when it was the E-Lounge.
Oh, we go back.
E-Lounge. There were so many different versions that I couldn't remember.
We go back before E-Lounge was Foster's.
Yeah, and before that was Alligators.
Alligators.
Oh, okay. Kelly had all kinds of stories from E-Lounge, but way pre-me E-Lounge. Like,
E-Lounge that's good to know. But that's just my opinion. Then again, I'm so... kind of opposed to lesbians.
Just in general?
Kind of makes the being a lesbian thing weird.
Is Elon a lesbian bar?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Quite frankly, it's just too much testrogen is what it is.
I see.
Yeah.
Not totally sure what's happening with that word.
Well,
yeah, I think we're combining testosterone and estrogen in a plaid shorts sort of way.
A little bit. But it's, there's nothing wrong with plaid shorts.
There it is.
Yep.
It was facing this way and that way. I didn't know.
The number has to face you.
Put your mouth up the
fabulous.
Number.
There you go.
Oh.
Is that a technical, by the way? Can we have a drink on that? It's a technical. By the way, for those of you who don't know about our show, we do tend to have a little of the adult beverages during the course of the show. And later on, beginning the second hour, we will have a official drinking game, which Al will designate what that word or phrase is. And then we encourage you to sip along with us.
I'm so prepared. Again, I have two choices. Mm.
I love having choices.
Nice.
Very good. So anyway, it's a little bit after. Did I just cut off a conversation about something?
No.
Okay. I don't think it was important.
Oh, no. Just all the different. But so Stacey's was so much fun.
Oh, yes.
And I don't walk into bars and know anybody anymore. You know what I mean? Time has passed. Life goes on.
Wait till the Scion AZ comes out.
Ooh. Holy shit. No, I mean, or people that I care to know. Like, there was an old boyfriend there, standing there. We were chatty. There was, an old customer of mine from BS West. We were as I was trying to walk out. His name escapes me again. One of the funniest humans ever.
He's so funny. I just can't remember.
I forgot what he says, right.
I forget everyone's name. But it was funny to go in there and see where these people have been hiding. Like, the people that I actually like in Phoenix have been waiting for that door to open
again
to walk through. It was very strange.
Yeah, and I think Stacey is one of those people that he'll bring out kind of the set that used to go up to the bars, you know, kind of the bar goers that are not as active
anymore. They're retired,
anymore,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
The seniors.
And still, like, the fun, like, young... new bar goers, so I think Stacey can cross that.
Well,
that line.
The interesting thing, and I've said this for many years, and I think Al will agree with me on this. Again, I know I refer so often back to Winx and the fact that they're, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah, there were shows, there were things that were in your face. But other than that, you could go in, it was just a bar to go in and have a drink and talk to friends, and you weren't inundated with, you know, whatever show or whatever event or something going on. It was just a neighborhood place to go and have a drink.
That is, and Doug and I were talking about that. It's sadly lacking. Like, now every bar has something
24/7. We are always doing something. Right.
Just some kind of gimmick.
And then, so we end up at straight bars all the time having a glass of wine because I don't want a drag queen up my nose.
When Kelly and I go out, we go to Postino or to Windsor or somewhere to just have a drink.
All the straight bars where the music's the right level, the drinks are flowing, a lot of liquor, keep the music down to a dull roar. Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's very strange because Doug and I were saying, like, we live in the heart of, like, gay town. There's a gay bar in every corner, and most of them I won't go to. Like, I'm I can live without that, too.
Oh, right. And you'll be glad to know also, Al, because I know that you sometimes are off from the restaurant on a Monday. They do have karaoke, and you like to sing.
Oh, I do like to sing karaoke.
Others don't like for you, too, but you enjoy it thoroughly.
Just
I like to sing show tune karaoke.
But that's on Monday at Stacey's.
I like to sing anything karaoke.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has
on. I'm not a proud woman.
Nobody has on Tuesdays, but they are reviving and apparently had a very successful last Sunday with the Trash Disco Revival.
Yeah,
so
I need to go and experience a Trash.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, go Stacey Lewis.
I need to do the Living Jello commercial. Watch it wiggles. It jiggles.
Well, it is rather dark in there, so you'll be
cool. And thank goodness.
Jello brand gelatin.
I'll be excited because in the E-Lounge days, there was like a big hunk of missing ceiling that was there for a long time. It was gone.
Oh.
Well, there was a storm, and so we just put up garbage bags up over that.
Oh,
I even know the storm.
No
I even know the storm.
No shame
the great
in that.
Storm of 03.
It was,
summer of 03.
Yeah, it was a big, it, they were there for a while.
Oh. Yeah.
So I'll be I will be anxious to see what it looks like.
Well, it is thoroughly thoroughly renovated from a few years ago
when they
redid it as Sanctum. Yeah. So it's been thoroughly renovated. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good deal.
And then I never went into Sanctum. Not really. That's just not my thing.
I did because they were already a client of mine. Yeah. And the guys who own Amsterdam downtown.
Who I love those guys.
They're the ones who came in and revamped it. Yeah. So the look is very good. In fact, I felt that the look of Sanctum was better than what they made Amsterdam into, because I used to love how beautiful Amsterdam was.
Me too.
Fortunately, they didn't screw with that beautiful big wooden bar behind the bar. Yeah. They didn't paint over that or something silly. But I just didn't like
they did that at Amsterdam?
No, they did not.
Oh, God,
I said, it's the one thing that they didn't do.
Like, my gay heart almost stopped. I'm like, please don't tell me there's people that still paint over wood.
No. But the columns that they paint over, those are supposed to be natural columns, not red.
Yeah.
I just don't like stuff like that. It looked better. Again, but anyway,
it straight bar.
It looks wonderful. And the roof is fixed and everything as well. And the air conditioning works fantastically in there.
Good.
I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
Very
all
good.
Good things.
So you went to a peach something this weekend.
I went to a peach festival at Schnepp's Farm. I just got that out a lot better this time than when I was trying to tell you earlier.
Right.
It took me a few minutes.
You sounded like you were schnockered earlier when you were talking about Schnepp's Farm.
No, I was
Farm.
Not. I went to the peach festival. It was really fun. And we took Palmer. You know, now we're always just looking for things to do with her. Although, she just, it's funny. She doesn't care about picking peaches, and she picked one or two. You know,
sure,
we picked her up
not.
In the trees, and they have these big
she's
peach orchards.
She's not a migrant worker by trade, is she?
Isn't that like Kathy Lee Gifford?
Surprisingly, no. We don't have her in
she
that quite yet.
She will never live that down. We'll see.
Maybe
Kathy
at
Lee.
Some point.
No, I don't think so.
But so we went out there, and it was great. I picked one peach that had some. It's the tail end of peach picking season. We were there the very last day. So I picked one that had some bugs up in it.
Ew.
And I threw it on the ground and got freaked out. Oh, like
some bugs up in it?
Freaked. Like I screamed, I threw it. It was a whole thing. Palmer just played in the dirt with sticks, but she was really happy.
Tommy Shaw was there?
Yeah, exactly.
Palmer.
Oh my God.
I thought they broke up.
Sticks was there?
Yes. And I...
Sticks is a music group, look it up.
Yeah, gotcha. No, I got that.
STYX.
Very end, but I got it. Super tail end. And I made Kelly pick peaches the whole morning. And so she kept going back with these bags full going, I mean, this has got to be enough, Katie. And I'm like, no. I'm pretty sure we need more. So guess what we still have sitting on our... Yeah, I was like, I'm going to bake right now with these things. And I didn't. Because I have still been looking for gluten-free... crust recipes.
I think peaches are gluten-free.
Well, they are.
Now I got you, though.
Crust recipes.
So we're still on that wagon at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have to tell you...
this one might last. It's been a week.
No, it's been like a couple weeks, and I'm feeling so good. And I really think anyone that is interested, do it. It's easy, because again, I'm gluten light, gluten reduced.
Yeah, exactly.
So I had salad dressing tonight on my salad from Fez. Thanks, Fez. Mm. And I'm sure certain that whatever the dressing concoction has some form of gluten at some point in its iteration of dressing. Yeah.
But compared to how much you could have intake.
Right. No bread, no crackers, no pasta, no rice. Like, and I
no
just,
fun.
I know. Kelly's mom brought over cookies, like homemade chocolate chip. Fresh baked with walnut cookies, you know, and I was like,
thanks for bringing them.
Pass. Oh, they're gone. Kelly ate all of them.
Okay, got it. All right.
Literally ate all of them.
See where
anyway.
So you're like gluten by injection now.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
a little bit.
Wait a minute.
But this peach festival, they have a pancake breakfast, which I didn't enjoy because I'm not eating gluten. They have pancake cinnamon rolls. I also didn't enjoy that. They have lots of peach tasting areas. I tasted some of the peach stuff. It was just really, it was good family fun.
I'm glad.
And then we went to the Mercury game, which I can't wait to talk about.
Is that
later.
Where your picture you took on your Facebook of you?
Oh, it is.
Okay, well,
it's about
sure.
to become my new cover photo.
No, well done. It's a very cool picture.
Yeah.
Because that is life size of her, if that's not really her.
Yes, it is.
Because at first I thought it was really her, and then I thought, no, it looks like a picture of her.
Yes, it is her, but God, I wish it was.
I did the same thing at first, and then I realized, well, wait a minute, why are all these markings indicating how the wingspan of this woman is?
They follow her around. People just hold those little signs everywhere she walks.
Stand behind me and point out my wingspan.
So a good Memorial Day weekend. We swam. We went to a birthday party. We had lots of fun. Lots of good family fun.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Very good. Woman in the twins cap?
Yes.
Hi.
Typically in the twins cap. Yeah. Love it.
Right.
You know, good weekend.
I sent a text message to Ernie. Never got a response. Did her number change?
Ernie's number has not changed.
Okay. She's just not
talking to me. She just doesn't like you.
That may be it. That's okay.
No, I'm sure she will get back to you soon.
Okay. beep.
she'll be calling you back.
Oh, okay, got it.
I don't know. She's been busy with just wrapping up the end of school and getting stuff done there.
Oh, so great for her. Yay, yeah. Summer break.
Yeah, and she's getting ready. Next Wednesday morning, she leaves for Peru. Ooh. I had mentioned that a little bit.
I remember that.
Tail end, yep. She, her dad is going. He's part of really, really, really quite a smart man. And so he goes to, like, Africa and different places.
Capital
and,
Lima, if I'm, yes, I'm trying to, yes, think. Yeah.
And Peru and all the – and he's going to something with potatoes. That's what I got. And
he's super smart. He likes potatoes. He's going to Peru.
It's a – yeah, then I just sound smarter to try to explain it. But it really is. It's a really neat thing. And they're going to go, and she's going to be there for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
and,
my God. That's
amazing. Oh, my gosh. Very exciting. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it was kind of a last minute, you know, you should go with me.
She's now, like, I think you made the comment, boarding the dog, or you're taking the dog?
She was going to board the dog. And it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I live around the corner now, and I'm not going to stay there. You know, and I've already done my guilty about that, and I'm now over that. But I have my own house and my own dogs. So, you know, going over there twice a day, and I'm going to be on stuff anyway.
So you're going to be checking on the
dog.
And
you work from home. So.
And I work from home. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
now, wait, can your two dogs coexist?
No.
They can't. Okay.
No, there won't be any of that.
She has three dogs.
Can your 18 dogs coexist? Yeah.
Right. I have a few, and she has a two.
The Marnie Ryer kennel.
Yes.
And bed and breakfast.
Doggy B&B.
Bringing them. Otherwise, we would totally do that, but no. So, yeah, we'll see.
Plus, it'll be good to have you going in and out of the house.
Yeah,
traveling
and
for
have
that.
People there.
Right. Absolutely. Gotcha. So, yeah, so that will be good.
That's exciting for her.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, yeah. It is
very exciting.
Cool.
What a great experience.
I was hoping she would get to the coast, and then I realized I'm not exactly sure where Peru is, and if they have a coast, oh, they do a lovely coastline.
But
it's like going into winter there.
Right. She's going to be on the other side of that. Couscous. I don't know. That's what I keep calling it.
Okay, Aaron, if you're listening.
I keep calling it. It's Caraca.
Oh, Caraca.
Caraca.
Curacao.
No, that's what you put in drinks.
Yeah, blue carousel.
Maybe it comes from Curacao. Yeah.
Nope, that's not it, though.
Is it not? Okay,
wait. It could be Caracas.
And she's going to be hiking Machu Picchu.
So cool.
Know,
that
right?
is on
That would be a bucket
my
list.
My bucket list. Yeah. Yeah.
Not on my bucket list.
No. Everyone's is different.
Yeah, no. Not at all. So, anyway, but yeah, that's what we, on Sunday.
Okay, wait. I want to ask Erin, I'm sorry, if she's listening.
Yeah.
If you're out there,
we can also text her. Well, Marnie, again, she hasn't responded to me.
Let us know what you're doing.
Yeah.
In Peru. I'd love to know, like, what this is, what that you're doing. It sounds very cool.
Yeah, it's so he works for, created her dad, something called Global Resolve. And so it's that where.
Do you know what it is?
Well, like, they figure shit out.
They resolve things
people.
Globally.
They resolve things. Like, so, like, in Africa, they went to Africa, and it was like, oh, look, there's something dripping from that tree. Oh, I bet we could turn that into an oil or some shit that they could make and use for lighting
gosh.
In
wow.
their homes rather than their huts that kept burning down because
of Cusco. She's going to Cusco?
Yeah, Cusco.
I can see how you could use the
eye. Absolutely.
That's what he does.
You are correct. She is a ways from the coast.
Yeah. So, anyway, so they went and they did that. I mean, he just comes
I
up.
I wonder if he's hiring.
I have no idea.
Not that I'm looking, but if it involves like traveling to foreign countries, then I might.
And this is something I guess in Peru, potatoes are their main.
Yeah,
staple.
If they're main, and they can turn them into like energy.
They're using something. That this is where I get, but so they take. I believe they take the potato and they do something to where it will become like charcoal. Mm-hmm. And then they can take that and put it back in as a fertilizer kind of
so
thing.
So cool.
I hope I listened closely enough.
You're about
I
to
might,
find
because
out.
Because I might be making shit up right now.
Well, we might be able to reach out to Aaron and find out.
It's something kind of cool to where then they can make things better.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Improve quality of
life
using their natural resources and most abundant resource.
Absolutely.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Nice. Pretty cool.
So, go, Aaron, go.
And we did the no hate shoot on Sunday.
Oh.
I have a couple later on. I have some questions about that because there were some things rumbling around on the Facebook.
Stacey J was
totally
bringing some shit
that.
Up
yeah,
too.
Very
I know.
Much so. Very
I
much
saw
so.
That, and Barbara had talked about it last week, and you know, just all kinds of different things. Yeah. So.
But I wanted to do it with Palmer, but she was. Well, had not been feeling super well.
Sure. And it would have been a perfect time because it really wasn't very populated.
Oh, okay.
So, Anyway, so we did that and just hung out at the
Whatever it is, there's a backlash coming. Like, doesn't matter how popular anything
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter, right?
There's a backlash coming.
Ours is a few years away, but this show will get a backlash eventually.
Oh, yeah, please.
Sure. Alfred?
Can't help. Now that Harrison came into town to mostly to visit her.
I'm sorry I missed her.
Mostly to visit her family in Tucson, or south of Tucson. And so it was kind of fun. Had dinner and drinks with her and the Wilk and a friend of his. And it was really nice. Just a nice...
The Wilk?
Doug.
Doug Wilkie.
No,
Doug
I know. Oh. Just, I don't know. I just felt like I needed to say it again.
I've always called him the Wilk. And it was just a nice time. And then I did my car free. I had to cheat and take Harrison to the airport or I would have been completely car free for, I don't know, 72 hours.
That's cool.
And I was trying to get her to do the light rail. It went fine.
Pretty well.
It went fine.
Do you think you could do it long term?
Yeah, I need a cab here and there for like milk and bottled water. That's about it to refill my water bottles, or live somewhere big enough to have the water system, so that they would deliver the water.
Oh, sure.
So the good people of
Khalil. You also know you can get a system installed on. I mean, if
I know, but that's what I was saying about this water. The water that I was drinking out of this bottle that I thought tasted bad. I had it like once you leave the area of the cooler, the filtration, it doesn't taste right.
Yeah, that's how I am with milk, actually.
I drink the water at work constantly. Like, all night long, I fill up my blue cup, and I drink it. Well, I took the water, you know, I filled this up to come home from work with it. And when I got home, I'm like, that tastes like piss.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it just turns out that once you're out of, once you're not in the region where the water came from.
When I was growing up.
It's just not as good as,
what do we throw
as
away
going
now?
Somewhere and getting filtered water. Like I go to the place and fill it up with filtered water.
Have you actually, and I'm only asking because I have used it for years. Have you ever had a Brita filter pitcher?
Yeah. And it's like I said, it's good. But then when you start drinking water as much as I do, then you're kind of like, oh, it's got a taste to it now. Like.
Oh, I have never noticed that. It comes out of my fridge, and I've got the pitcher. And
I have.
And I don't notice it when I'm sitting in someone's house, and I don't notice it at work. But the minute that went away from work, I was like, oh, this is not
when
what,
I
this
was
is
growing
not what
up,
my bottle of water
we had
like
a big kitchen, a big eat-in, dine-in kitchen. And when I would – and I drank tons of milk. And I'd literally walk out of that big kitchen area, and the milk tasted horrible. And it was gross, and it was hot all of a sudden. And I couldn't drink milk anywhere else in the house. Well, now my house is much smaller – so I can drink milk in more areas of my house. I know this is so weird. But like if
I
were
got this kind of crazy.
If I were to take a glass of milk, and I love milk. If I were to take it and like step literally 1 foot out the door, it would all go to hell. Like I would gross, I can't it's hot now, I can't drink it. It's not even in a house. I'm like so weird about like drinking my milk.
I drink coffee at any temperature. Like I brew the pot of coffee, I turn it off immediately, because I don't want it to get burned. And then I drink it all day long. I don't care if it's
mine has
hot,
to be hot,
warm, tepid. Doesn't matter. It's still as long as it was made that day, I'm good with it. Milk,
odd.
It has like a window of like 2 degrees
you
that I can drink
it.
Yeah.
And it has to be drank immediately.
Like, yes. It's got to be gulped when it's ice cold.
Yeah. That's weird. I know. We're special.
But it says like I emptied it out, like let this dry, and then I filled it with the where I get my water from, and I don't want to throw the bottle away. Like I wanted to throw the bottle away, so I thought, oh, it's gone too long. Because I've been using the same bottle of water for a year and a week.
Same bottle, yeah. So
it's one bottle I've been refilling for.
But one of my friends recently told me on Facebook that, because I said I was doing the same thing, that it's bad.
Don't let it get hot.
That there's only a specific, you have to look at the number on the bottom to see if it's like the right kind of recyclable material.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Just don't let it get hot. If it ever sits in your car, throw it away because that releases, the heat releases something into the water.
And you'll get cancer and die, I'm sure.
Immediately. Unless you're on our
death
list.
That's why they say not to put it like any of the plastics in the microwave.
Right.
Or do any of that. That's supposed to be
bad. Yeah, you got
to
keep them temperate. Yeah, don't leave them anywhere locked up. They can get to a certain.
Well,
but if it stays at a moderate temperature, you're good.
Yes.
I know. Harrison was just here, so I got the lecture on the water.
I'm sure you did.
You're alive for now.
Yeah, for now.
Well,
what did you do?
Now. Well, I, of course, worked Friday night, worked Saturday, or did something Saturday. Sunday, I was supposed to attend a pool party, and you know when you wake up and you just, you know better. You know better than to go, because you're like, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to really be with people or see people, so I didn't. But the unfortunate thing, or fortunate, depending on how you look at it, TV Land, you know, the network, bless their hearts. They did an all day marathon of Hot in Cleveland.
Back to back.
I watched not all the episodes, but I certainly caught up on every episode from last season. So I am ready for their live premiere next couple of weeks where they're actually doing a live premiere. They're not even recording it. They're doing it live. Wow. So it was very, that is such a funny, well-written, wonderful show.
Yeah.
They do so many funny things with that cast. And I have been in love with Valerie Bertinelli since I was a little kid. So it's just, I enjoy the whole thing. But yeah, so that's what, I did that all day. So they ended, I thought it ended at 4, it ended at 5. So then after that, I decided, well, I've got this other project to do. So I put the new radiator in my truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that sounds like a fun project.
And that took about 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, well, shit, I'm done with that. So then I decided, well, okay, I'll get in the shower. I watched The Incredibles. See, I don't watch movies. I caught ABC Family had The Incredibles on.
That's a fun movie.
Fun movie. Watched that whole movie.
With their little tribute to Edith Head.
Yes.
You have to fill me in.
Edith Head, like one little of the most famous designers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's the one that's in the movie. Yeah, the little movie, character. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I got
with
it.
The glasses and everything.
Yes. So watch that.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I know that character that you
took. Then I went and socialized with people after that. But pretty much, and it's a rarity that I do that. I spend an entire day.
But that's a good relaxing day. Just like hanging out, nothing to do. Because it's rare that you have those days.
Well, it's true, but it's also rare that I will do that.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. So literally, it was sitting in the recliner with two cats laying on the recliner and a remote control.
Good for you.
Is that Maggie and Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta tempt me pretty hard to get me away from that. Like, there's going to be something to really lure me away
from.
Yeah,
are you
going to
be
television.
Talking about your Arrested Development stuff?
Oh, I'm sure.
Don't even go there quite yet, because I have lots of questions. Yeah. I just
wanted to make sure.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for it.
As I wink at him.
Uh-huh.
You should keep telling. I'm talking about your weekend.
I don't think we can't, Marty.
Okay.
I like how she's going to stretch this out. Just want to remind you once again that coming up this Friday, if you are locally in the Phoenix area, the hard copy or the paper copy will be out there for distribution. The June edition of Ion AZ, our Ion Arizona magazine, but the online edition will be up and posted, and we will post links on all of our Facebooks for that issue, which we are featured in, celebrating the anniversary of this, the show on Q Talk America. I did see a preview of it today, and the pictures are very cute. They came out wonderfully in the article. There's a couple that they weren't done with that I'll get to see, but I'm very, very excited for them. And I want to thank Dion Brown for suggesting it, and Jack and Kevin, own Ion, who decided it was a great idea. And actually, I ran into Kevin yesterday at Charlie's during the Memorial Day show, and he was saying that they thought it was a great idea because it was something that had lasted that long. It was in the community. And it was just a positive thing. They said nothing but wonderful, nice things about us. And I thought, well, by God, we'll work that for all
whatever
we can.
Whatever fails their
day. Wow. That's really exciting.
It is 7:27. It's the show. It's Q Talk America. It's Tuesday night. You're in the studio with Kevin. Jesus Christ.
Thanks for being here, Kevin.
I had the K in my head. It's Katie, Marty, and Al. My name is Clayton McKee. And we are going to kick off our headline segment right now. Here are some crazy, sometimes good, sometimes bullshit stories that we're going to talk about for a little while here on Q Talk America. A girl, a pickup, and a dog cage.
Jodi Arias, 50 degrees of crazy as shit.
Cops called after a pony drops one in a store.
My new Craigslist obsession, want a positive pregnancy test? $25.
Mom has her son arrested over Pop-Tarts.
Her vagina smells like Mary Jane.
Thieves are foiled by a hidden getaway car.
Tennessee lawmakers dub August 31st as traditional marriage day.
What was the vagina? What was that one?
Her vagina smells like Mary Jane.
That one. I'm sorry, but that one threw me off. I wasn't ready for that one. I'm ready for anything y'all can throw me. Can I turn the fan back up for a minute? It's a little stuffy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh my gosh, I love remote controls. Okay, well, we're gonna venture east for this story. Gonna go to Millvale, Pennsylvania. Two parents face charges after authorities say motorists saw a 10-year-old girl riding in a dog cage in the back of a pickup truck in the western Pennsylvania town. The Pittsburgh Tribune Review reports that police say it happened about 7 p.m. on Monday and on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Millvale, just outside of Pittsburgh. Authorities say that they responded after getting reports from motorists who saw the girl riding in the back of the truck in the cage. Her mother, 29-year-old Abby Carlson, and stepfather, 30-year-old Thomas Fischinger, are now facing charges of endangering the welfare of the child. Police say that they told them that the girl had said that she wanted to be with the dog during the ride. A reliable phone listing for the couple could not immediately be located, and it wasn't clear if they had an attorney. Now, I go back to this story, and Marty's from the Midwest. I don't know how much you had back in Buffalo, and I don't know what you had.
8 years in Joliet, Illinois.
Okay. riding in the back of a truck.
Still legal in Arizona.
It is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
But any age. But no, the point I make is I spent many, many a time riding in the back of a pickup.
Oh, we've all, did it.
I don't know. Is there something better or worse about the fact that the daughter wanted to get in the cage, or how they round up in the cage?
As long as they didn't think she was safer because she was in the cage. But no, I mean, I think in New York it's illegal to ride in the back of a pickup truck. Like, I think
a lot of things are illegal in New York these days.
I thought it was illegal in Arizona to have an animal. Not. No, have an animal ride in the back of the truck.
No,
but children are fine.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
I don't think there's any restriction on what can be in the back of a truck.
We'll have to look
that. I saw someone driving on a big truck with a flatbed, but open, right? So no side. I don't know what that's called.
It's a flatbed.
Okay, so a flatbed. Yeah. With a dog on the truck. Wow. This is on a freeway. What? And the dog was just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on the flatbed. Yeah. No sides, no nothing. I was horrified. Yeah. Like I had to do whatever I could do to get around.
Yeah, so you didn't see the
so
dog.
So I didn't see it in whatever was bound to happen. And I'm thinking, this fucking asshole, is he in the driver's seat?
You know what he's probably thinking? It's a dog.
God. Yeah, well, probably do that, Al. You probably drive like that.
In that moment, you had compassion for the dog.
Well, that was weird.
No, he
didn't.
It sounded like it.
I was like, I didn't know what to do with that. I'm with you, Clayton.
It's a dog.
Which is asinine.
Dog.
And let me go ahead and put it to people, if that will.
People at least who care about dogs.
There was, years ago, a truck going over, like, I-17, like on Northern or something. And dog was in the back of the car. Truck gets hit, dog goes up and over, and I can only tell this because Aaron is so not listening right now, up and over onto I-17, causing fatalities and like this big deal.
Oh yeah.
That's a big fucking deal.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
What are you doing? Like, I don't want that to happen with a dog.
Without a seatbelt, and I want to know every airbag. Like, yes. I don't agree with anything. Yeah. Like, the fact
I don't
that children,
that.
Like,
right.
your child's going to fly out of there and die.
Yeah. Absolutely, but
the way
you're,
assholes
when you're
me
making
drive,
that choice, whether it be for the animal, whether it be for your kids,
it's just
you're making that choice.
It's just
them.
Certain death,
but
the odds of you making it back alive are pretty slim.
But how about what that can do to other people?
Yeah,
I mean, you're not taking anyone else's life.
Oh, right,
because
a flying human, a flying dog,
it doesn't matter. Yeah,
got to land
surprise,
somewhere.
You know,
revised fact sheet for State Bill 1216 in the state of Arizona. It is illegal for persons under the age of 18 to ride in the back of a truck. However, if you are above 18. It is completely fine.
Yeah.
Oh, so they go around and stop people. Because you see, I mean,
I don't think they stop anybody.
But I think what they mean that, no, they don't stop anybody at all for that. I think because they mean like in farmlands, like, you know what I mean? Like, not to go.
And I can understand it more in that setting.
Yeah,
like, if you're in a rural place, even in rural Arizona, fine.
And that's what the laws were meant for, was for rural people to not have to get minivans.
It does make sense.
To transport people around. Yeah.
It makes sense. If you're driving
you
slowly.
I-17, we're all in the same
and
laws.
And you're like going to like Country Thunder.
I don't
get
want your,
in the car.
I don't want your fucking 6-year-old coming flying on a windshield.
And okay.
That's going to be hard to get out.
Total side note.
It's not going to buff out.
Super side note, but I saw someone driving on the freeway, a woman on a crotch rockety motorcycle, right? So she's like bent, like hunched over, and she was weaving in and out of traffic, like really hauling ass, going way over the speed limit, flip flops, shorts, tank top, no helmet.
Yeah.
And I was horrified. Like, I thought.
Just certain death. I could just take a shovel to your head. Yeah.
She's going to crash at some point in her life, like maybe. And if she does, there's no chance. I mean, her skin and bones will be splattered across the pavement. Yeah. Like, a fucking tank top? You're not even wearing tennis shoes? Like,
I know it's warm, but you have to wear protective gear.
That road rash is going to hurt.
I can't.
This comes up.
I couldn't even. I got the shivers just like thinking about that.
Comes up more times than you think, especially when we hit this weather. It's a third-degree burn to go onto the blacktop. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is gently lay on the blacktop and you're at a third degree burn. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine like cauterizing your flesh on the way down? Yeah.
We had
you would die.
Our neighbor in Minnesota was the head to toe leather. Like a motorcycle rider that followed all of the rules, the helmet,
I'm being safe.
Everything. And he was thrown, not killed. Not brain injury, thank God, none of that. But he threw all that leather. I mean, still causing friction. Minnesota, not Arizona. So, but still hot. in the middle of the summer, and it tore straight through that and through his back. I mean, just he had so many skin grafts. Then I thought, well, where are you going to take it from?
You know?
It was really crazy.
Cadavers. Yeah. So you figure this poor girl, there's not going to be anything left to graft. It's going to be a kidney. It's all going to be left as a kidney and a part of a lung laying on the ground.
She'd just be dead.
When you see those people, and especially when they're riding irresponsibly.
I was scared watching her. I was like, ooh.
And again, you've got bad drivers like me on the road that I'm not looking for some little thing darting through traffic. Gone.
It was bad.
I was trying to find the page about the dogs thing, but I don't seem to find it.
Well, and the helmets. Are motorcycle helmets?
I think
they're not required.
They're not.
That's crazy,
not
too. Like, I saw someone in scrubs.
And they have rides. You love it when they have the rides. When they have their rides for to protect bike motorcycle riders,
and they aren't
rides
wearing
to not wear helmets.
I know, it's ridiculous.
And then almost always someone that was just in the ride dies the next week in a bike accident.
I mean,
the irony. He was the lead rider last week in the
someone coming from Scottsdale Shea in scrubs, which means that they are in some type of medical care.
Sure.
And they know better. Right. They should know better from Scottsdale Shea Hospital, right?
Oh, okay.
So that's some kind of a.
I don't ride a bike. I don't ride a helmet for my bike.
Know better. And this guy was just about to get on the 101 in rush hour, ready to drive home. No helmet. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I got yelled at every foot of my walk out the building on Monday. Everybody was like, "Do you not have a helmet?
You should wear a helmet." Oh, most bikers wear helmets.
But I just want to be dead. Like, I certainly don't want to have the brain injury and, like, you know.
Sure. Well, then there you have it.
Arizona currently has no laws requiring people to keep the dogs out of beds of pickup trucks. In fact, Arizona has no law disallowing children to ride in the back of pickup beds. However, a dead elk must be strapped down. In light of that, though, I mean, obviously, it's illegal to be under 18 and be in a bed of a truck. So anyway,
that's fascinating.
There you go.
That's
a lot of mileage out of that story.
Trying to stall for Marnie to write something.
No, you're good. I have about as much as I'm gonna have.
Then go ahead.
Well, that whole Jodi Arias, she is 50 degrees of fucking crazy is what she is. And I don't know, have you guys followed that at all?
All the worst parts, yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, yes, and I'll be very glad when this is over.
Well, the fact that they wrote an article, the Jodi Arias trial, season one finale. I mean, like in
it's like a reality show.
Exactly. The death penalty. It says in Arizona, it appears one shot at the death penalty is hardly enough. So tune in this summer when a new jury gets to decide if pretty young Jodi lives, dies, or projects her heinous psycho shower killing rampage that left one man brutally slaughtered in both life and death. His family's grief. I mean, really, they're turning this into a fucking show on HLN.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, Nancy Grace. Velez Mitchell.
Yes, that one's nuts.
And then your other friend, Al's friend, what's her fucking name? What's the... not Bamford.
Oh, Ashley Banfield?
Ashley Banfield on CNN, the big CNN.
Okay,
all are just... Sure. In fact, it was so funny that Nancy Grace and Ashley Banfield are in the same parking lot. Remember, I did that story.
Yeah.
They did an interview across the parking lot. Like, they're in two fucking different things and the same buses going behind the same person.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, but you're right. They're making a goddamn carnival out of this.
They really, really have. And, you know, but it's all for the family. You know, they feel so bad for the family.
Nancy Grace is just the lowest form of human. Well, she's on my list with Glenn Beck of people I just can't tolerate.
Well, there was something that I just saw where someone is suing her.
Nancy Grace?
They can't.
It's me.
it's like a civil suit because she was talking about this mom in Minnesota who drank, she had her baby, and she drank X amount of vodka, and apparently the child was in the bed with her, according to Nancy Grace, and I don't know the full story of it, so I apologize, but she rolled over.
Neither is Nancy Grace in most cases.
So the person rolls over. Now, did the baby die of SIDS? Did the mom
smother the baby?
Nobody knows, right?
Okay.
So Nancy Grace sat on HLN and was like, well, I don't know. What do you think? Maybe I'll just pour another vodka. And then she would drink it. And then she poured like 7, which is what they assumed the mom had, and just kept beating it.
She beats
everything.
I mean, she's still trying to get the bones of that little girl out of her
Casey
teeth.
Anthony.
Oh,
sure.
Oh
Casey
my God. That was sickening.
Well, this woman committed suicide. She just couldn't. The mom who was accused.
Over her berating her?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the issues of the baby's death.
Right.
But when you combine that crazy, crazy bitch.
Pushing,
and the day
pushing,
that she, the first time I caught her on, the first day that they crossed her over, and I think I was just watching because of something about the Boston bombing.
Right.
I think I was just surprised that we had gone so fast from either Boston bombing or whatever recent tragedy, some tragedy that happened mm-hmm. sometime in May, and they cut to Phoenix. And I'm like, why are you cutting to Phoenix?
Right.
And I swear to God, it was CNN, because I won't even watch HLN, because she's going to appear and start screaming
every
at me.
7 minutes.
She's going to blame me. Right. Oh, and yeah. That one's even worse.
She
that crazy
she's
cunt.
Really crazy.
So she was seriously dressed like Cruella De Vil. She had on a black scoop neck dress that had no color to it. It was like flat black, like I'm wearing. So with just that white skin underneath, and yeah. She had her hair up in a bun,
big
and she
hair.
Was screaming and crying about her days of prosecuting or helping, I don't know, social work or something. And she was crying and screaming. I'm like, this is Glenn Beck.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She is doing exactly what Glenn Beck is doing. She's got some paranoid theory that she got off TMZ. It's like she watches
right.
TMZ, works
and then runs
and says,
back.
I'm a lawyer. That's got to be true. And then just
right.
shouts at you. Oh, yes. Oh, I find her very upsetting.
Well, watching this, I came into it late. Like, all of a sudden, I turned on CNN, and I saw this Jodi Arias thing, and it was when Jodi was on the stand. And she was on the stand 18 days worth of testimony.
Right.
And it just really got drawn out. Well, they find her guilty of murder and whatnot.
Right.
And so she can, and there were the pre-existing conditions, for God's sake. But the,
could
bless
be.
You.
Bless you.
As far Ooh. As... that she motivation
yes
thank you that M-O, took me a little
motive,
bit
motive
god and so
use your
they,
words use your words
use your words so they could find her either guilty of and put her life in prison or the death penalty. Well, this one goes on and plays this I happen to know a little bit about people with borderline personality disorder and so this one goes on and pulls this plea right after she gets sentenced or found guilty and says, you know, well, I want them to kill me. You know,
oh, yeah.
But, and
oh,
she said that.
Oh,
right.
Because yeah.
I mean, all the women, you know, and I'm really healthy and I don't smoke or drink or anything. So I just want them to kill me. That just screams. Okay, now they're going to think
attention.
That I want
no, totally
to be killed,
is.
So I'm going to, you know, they'll vote for life instead, which is what I want.
Right. She totally played
that
game.
Oh, yeah. And I can't remember who I was watching. Somebody was making fun of it somewhere, and they were like,
well, Saturday Night Live apparently did some big thing about
it,
which I didn't see, but
that
I heard about.
That was hysterical.
Cool.
That's it. They did, who was the comedian? And they were like, who gets done with, like, who has access? What is wrong with Arizona? That you get found guilty of first-degree murder,
right.
And you get a television interview.
Special. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then
like, who
after...
walks up to your... Like, maybe you're allowed to say something to the press,
right.
But not a one-on-one with Channel 10. I can't remember if it was and Channel 10 was, or Channel...
It was, and makeup.
Yes, it was Troy Hayden from Channel
yes.
10. It was something that she had agreed to pre-trial,
yep.
That she would do
it doesn't
an exclusive...
matter that she agreed
oh, no,
to
no,
it.
No, I'm just telling you what
and
the facts are.
There is no right. other person that's ever been convicted of first-degree murder that all of a sudden is free to sit down to a
no.
sit-down
no,
interview.
It's not just that one sit-down interview. Then it went
she did
to...
Multiples.
There were like
yeah,
seven
then she did, like,
or something.
She,
I mean,
and she's doing the online sales of the art and the t-shirts and the...
I mean,
she has access to a phone,
I'm surprised they didn't have her doing that thing where they just changed the background behind her. You're watching Arizona TV3. You're watching Seattle Channel 5.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was that bad. And right. I'm like, what is wrong? I mean, if there's not enough fucked up things in Arizona to bitch about,
right.
How did the courts let her go do a one-on-one interview
yeah, but
before
it's our,
the penalty phase?
So super interesting, and I won't even go there because feel like I have lots of new insider interview. I was at a play date and...
with Jodi Arias.
No. Watch your children. I was at a play date with a nanny, Meg, who's great, who's roommates with Mimi, the girl who was with Travis Alexander when she murdered him. So Mimi's been on trial, been on the stand.
Oh, wow.
Like, Mimi's been in all of the... She's the one that found him. She's the one that called 911.
Okay.
So, like, really super insider scoop. So I felt like I was getting the inside edition. Anyway.
Yeah. No, and
that
that's
happened.
And that's where now they're talking about the 12... Now they have to find 12 new jurors.
Right.
And are they going to be able to find
who
people?
Are they don't they say not people who have never heard of it because right, obviously
impartial. And I don't want to do it, but I would feel Kelly that thinks I would she be could somebody be impartial. Could, yeah,
because she doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She's like, well, I don't even.
Yeah. I don't know enough about
all
it.
All I know is what Nancy Grace shouts at me, and then the and we talked about it the one night with the people like pretending to stab yeah. the body on HL, like because a patient was watching it. I'm like. Yeah. What is the, like? What is this TV station? That's it's the kind really of TV bad. I don't understand. Like,
but those are the people that watch that.
Cable has so many wonderful things on it. Why are you watching?
But those are the people that watch that, and then they drive in to stand outside the court, the right. courthouse to get. What the fuck are you
and
doing
then hold
there?
Up signs.
Go home.
Like, yeah. why are you holding up a sign outside a courthouse?
Yeah, marry yeah. me, Jodi Arias.
Literally,
stupid ship.
So. Or even if it says burning out, like literally, yeah. the least you can do. Like,
no, absolutely. I just wanted that one. Yeah. She is just nuts, and that HLN, and it ties into our Dr. Drew a little bit because have you seen him on there? Dr. Drew has a show that comes on after so-and-so, whatever. And he will admit he's codependent. I had never truly watched him. I'd seen that celebrity rehab thing, but his fucking show, good comedy.
Oh, yeah.
It's good comedy.
I've only ever seen him on The View.
I just feel, I don't know, like, I feel really bad for Jodi. Oh, I don't know. She's that poor girl that she's... She's gone through so much. And I mean, I know I'm codependent. Now everybody on the panel knows I'm codependent. But I just, and I'm watching this. And I'm like, no wonder people die. They just run away from you and then they get hit by a car.
I agree with Al. Even though I don't watch a lot of it, there's so much better, maybe better things
on
TV.
Yeah, there
are.
When
he comes on The View, and I'm sorry, you're not, when doctors start diagnosing people on TV off of video or off of things they've seen on TMZ, I'm like, no, you have to stop. Yeah. Like, all your credibility with what, I don't know, unless it's a, is it a PhD after your name? Why am I calling you a doctor? Like, oh my God, it's
So moving on, but I just thought, can we find 12? And that tie to Dr. Drew was, it was seriously pretty fucking hysterical to watch.
Yeah, just, and HLN is just Dead Person Network. That's, I mean, it should just stand for who died this week that we can scream about.
Well, and they're going to get rid of Jodi for a while. They're probably stoked for the Trayvon Martin. Because that should be coming up.
The resurgence of that, right.
Yeah.
Ooh, so. But interesting.
Tidbits.
Interesting thing on that. I'll bring it up later.
Well, let's move all the way across the country to Warren, Rhode Island. Because a man leaving
Warren, Rhode Island?
A Warren.
Oh, okay.
Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, Rhode Island, Google it. A man leaving a children's pony show got himself into some hot water afterwards by stopping at a liquor store. And, well, why else wouldn't you? He brought his Shetland pony inside with him. WJAR-TV reports the pony's owner, 51-year-old William Savanio, stopped at a liquor store in Warren on Monday to get some wine, because that's what you do after you leave a children's party. Surveillance video.
Yes, you do.
Surveillance video shows Saviano leading the pony through aisles of liquor and wine bottles by a leash, and at one point on the video, the pony leaves behind a little something extra. Saviano then refused to clean up the mess. Well, the owner got mad, called police, who caught up to Saviano, I'm going to guess, walking down the street with a pony on a leash. Then they brought him back to the store to clean up the little gift. Saviano tells WJAR that the sign outside the store said no dogs or cats allowed, so he thought it was okay to bring the pony in.
Oh.
WJAR notes the sign now includes the line, no horses.
And what kind of freak doesn't clean up after?
It's hideous. I clean up after my dog on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Like a pony shitting inside, or worse yet, pee. Like pony piss running down the aisles. That's worse.
Because that spreads.
Yeah.
Ew.
We're all used to what manure smells like, but there's no way to get used to the smell of horse piss.
I was thinking when he was probably,
I'm guessing.
He probably had wine piss. Before the child party, which he was pretty,
or during.
He was already juiced up to go. Because you just don't walk with a goddamn horse or a pony through a store.
No.
You don't.
But many people,
if it's a seeing eye pony, maybe you have a legal, you can do that.
Perhaps.
Did you ever see The Ref where Santa Claus keeps drinking eggnog at every party? And they're like, maybe Santa wants some milk. Santa's lactose intolerant. So unless you want to see Santa shit all over your carpet, you'll end up another glass of scotch.
Oh, God.
And also, for the record, Marnie's being a seeing eye horse right now. Whatever that means, she's closing her eyes and feeling around with her hooves.
Why the long face, Marnie? Why the long face?
Why the long face?
Tori Spelling. Same question.
Well, now, apparently, this whole, I have a Craigslist obsession now after that Subaru thing last week. It just makes me laugh. And so I went back in and I was looking, and now there is a, if you want a positive pregnancy test, only $25. Apparently this is a thing. It says, yes, you saw that right. I'm selling positive pregnancy tests. Ever since I became pregnant, I have been asked numerous times for a positive test. So I decided to start charging for it. I will take the test the same day you want to pick it up. No. I don't care what you use it for. Not my business. I'm always near my phone or just send an email. What the fuck do you need a positive pregnancy test for?
Oh, to get him to love you.
Well, there's that, right?
Yes.
Oddly, they that's don't put the fir- that in
that's
here.
That's not the first thing I went to, but it's funny that
go
that's
ahead.
What he
well,
went to.
What did you think?
Oh, I was thinking money, funding, money? Some sort of okay. a welfare, some sort of a, you're
yeah,
getting
you
a benefit.
You've got to have the baby. Oh, wait, you're going
to
get a
I'm
win?
Thinking to keep him. Like, I'm pregnant, yeah. look.
He yeah. loves me. Now I have a positive pregnancy test. Now yes, he'll stay.
And by the way, this is in Buffalo. Just around the
oh, how long's your sister been married?
Maybe some extra cash.
She's still spitting out pregnant positive pregnancy tests.
You know, I just, I couldn't, what do you think that the buyers, it says, are using these positive tests for? Mean-spirited pranks on their female friends? Some kinky sexual experience? An extra piece of, quote-unquote, art for their apartment wall? Your guess is as good as ours. And I thought, where's the, we just want to force the guy into thinking
yeah,
that I'm pregnant.
And put a ring on it, yeah.
Yeah, put a ring on it. Ooh, I lost the baby.
Now, okay, yeah, now I've only taken one pregnancy test in my life.
And we'll talk about that later.
Good
in entertainment.
Yeah. But who is this woman that pees on the stick, sets it down, right. walks away for her friend to swap it out, who's already made plans to get to the greater Buffalo area and get the pot? Like, I'm pretty sure if you're nervous enough to be peeing on your hands at home, you're not going to let go of that thing until you get an answer. That magic eight ball is going to keep shaking until you get what you need out of it.
I'm going to put this under the category of premeditated, because clearly you're doing some structural shit and planning some things.
And by the way, I could have used that fucking word about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So thanks. I just
premeditated.
There's that.
Well, I like that it's motivation. No, it's a motive, darling.
That's right. I'm foiled. I was pre-law. I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
It led me to many. The free trampoline. There's a free trampoline.
Oh, where?
It had the. I know, right? If you can fix it, there are a few in there. And not that I'm going to read them today.
I
but
don't need a trampoline.
Funnier than shit. Thinking
free
of him.
Trampoline.
No, but thinking of him. Like, what can I fix? What can I do? It had the enclosure netting and worked fine, although padding and plastic around all of the springs had weathered and shredded pretty well. Over the course of the winter, I think the week before the Super Bowl, we had the strong winds. The trampoline was literally lifted out of our backyard over our 5-foot fence. And maybe not quite lifted fully because it knocked off the corner
so
post.
What,
but the trampoline.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What I'm saying is you should put the trampoline in the back of a truck and a dog on the trampoline.
There you go.
And just go with God.
And just see what will happen.
See how many laws you can break.
Right?
Sounds fun.
So this trampoline blows into the neighborhood pond. So what you may
so
need
it's
to
waterlogged.
Do, right? What you may need to do is bring a very long rope, you know, or something
dryer.
To get it out of the pond from the road, because I can't permit you to go onto the neighbor's property. And people write this shit. Like, I'm reading this stuff and I'm laughing so hard
that this is the length you went to get your trampoline
yes!
out of the pond,
like so that what you didn't have to do it. I'm sure that
yeah.
you know, people are like, come get your fucking trampoline out of the pond. Anyway, it that kind of stuff, there's all kinds of shit like that all over
Craigslist.
And
here on Bulk Trash Week.
Right.
Don't make fun of bulk trash.
Oh, no, because there's a tree that needs to get out to bulk trash.
Oh.
We have one
and there's a
stump.
Real fear that I'm going to have to drag it.
Oh, see.
This might be happening.
We might need to write a good
Clayton
Craigslist
might have
ad.
Some free time in his...
Clayton was
my
stumped.
My thought
so,
is
you know,
free firewood. Come
I have
cut
a
it yourself.
I have a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Free firewood might work. Middle of the summer? Beginning of the summer, rather. It's questionable, but
it'll
I mean,
be all dried out in time for
I'll
winter.
Take
so.
Al yeah.
will become free firewood
oh, no,
later
been all
in the
dried
summer.
Out last winter.
Right, there you go. It's not a bad idea. Take our chainsaws over there. And
Al's riding his bike to and from work during the summer in Phoenix. He's going to become free firewood later on this year. Just a guess.
I love it.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, you know, you never can trust family members. You really have to watch everybody. A young boy was arrested after his mom accused him of stealing her Pop-Tarts. According to audio from the NBC affiliate WCNC, police report says the woman, who was not identified by the television station, fingered her son, who now faces a misdemeanor larceny charge.
This is the scene of the crime. Inside this home on Goldstaff Lane, the woman who lives here called Charlotte Mecklenburg police about her Pop-Tarts. She said they'd been stolen, and she fingered her own son as the culprit. As you might expect, neighbors were stunned beyond words. According to the police report, investigators identified Pop-Tarts as the stolen item and also learned the maker was Kellogg's. The report goes on to say police placed the boy under juvenile arrest. That is real and not funny to neighbor Tiffany Covington, who says food in her house is for everyone to eat.
It'd be nice if they asked, but they don't. They kids. Mm.
She says her kids rarely ask if they want something.
Mine don't.
And do you have them arrested?
No.
We had several questions we wanted to ask Charlotte Mecklenburg police about the arrest, but we were told that there was no one who could comment. In Charlotte, Greg Berkey, NBC Charlotte.
Okay, so the woman also, the reporter waited around 2 hours for
the
woman.
She fingered a couple more people?
That using the phrase fingered her son was just not appropriate, I don't think. Apparently, the woman parked her car a block or a mile, I forgot which reference it was, away, and then entered her apartment through the back by walking through a backyard so that she could avoid the press from being there at her door. And then at one point, she hurled obscenities out of a door and then slammed it in their face. She sounds pleasant. She yeah. really does. So I'm sure she was...
Super, super
fresh. She's great.
Okay, I have to interrupt. Please. Because... The strawberry or blueberry, because I like to call them Pop-Tarts, and they taste exactly the same. There is no difference between that jelly. It's just gluten mixed with, I don't know, sugar.
Thank you.
They're delicious.
Something I don't
agree.
Eat.
Iced in a toaster for 5 or 10 minutes, especially if you've had a special herb or spice from the cupboard. My mom would buy a box a week, and there was three of us, and there's three foil packages of Pop-Tarts. So we had to choose when you were going to have your very special two Pop-Tarts. And I would bargain with my sisters. Like we would have like wars over.
I'll do
wars,
your laundry.
But, yeah, we would barter for those extra Pop-Tarts. They are still God's chosen food to me. I love that shit. There's not one part, not even a square inch of that's healthy. And not one fruit died.
I was way more into toaster strudel.
I gotta love admit it. Toaster strudel.
See, and I think those are the poor relation to the
toaster strudels are just like warm and flaky, and they have their own.
There's just something about that
syrup.
Original Pop-Tart. And seriously, there's
if it's just like carb. It's just good,
and they're perfect with milk and slightly warmed.
No matter what temperature the coffee is, I'll still eat them.
Yep,
doesn't matter. Martin, you have a story you can do in 2 minutes?
So no, I'd finger somebody for Pop-Tarts.
Okay, go for it.
I believe that I do.
Yeah, what about the vagina?
That's where I'm going with that.
You think I'd forget your vagina,
Have you guys ever watched Margaret Cho?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, silly question. My name is Gwen, and I'm here to wash your vagina.
Right.
It's all I could think of when I was reading this. Cop smells pot while driving. Phoenix woman pulls bag of weed and pipe out of her vagina.
Okay.
There you have it.
I'd still smoke it.
So,
wow. And,
wow. Maybe it was something else.
They have a Pop-Tart.
Right. Exactly. Doesn't matter if it's blueberry or not.
Blueberry.
So, my bad.
Must be pronounced correctly.
My name is Gwen.
I'm here to watch your blueberry.
So this cop's on routine patrol, and this car goes by, and he can smell marijuana coming out of the car, which, oddly, if they weren't smoking it, I'm a little concerned that you could smell it wafting out of her vagina. But we're going to let that go for a second. after he pulls the car over, like they try to pull into a Burger King because the car was kind of weaving, pulls them over into this Burger King. They almost miss the driveway. There's all kinds of shit that's happening. And he catches the whiff. And that bothers me all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, all of
together.
It's bad.
And so he's suspicious, and he asks the guy to get out of the car, and says he smells marijuana and whatnot. So the guy says, "Well, I don't have any marijuana in this car, so you can't do a search." And the guy's like, "Well," so he asked the gal to get out. The strong odor of marijuana was coming from inside, and so he asked all of them to get out and keep the windows down and whatnot. This Alberto Reina, the driver, said he didn't have any. But he's still detaining him. And then 23-year-old Stephanie Lopez gets out of the car and sits on the curb. While the officer unsuccessfully searched the car for marijuana, because it was such a strong odor, he figured he could.
Sure.
Lopez made a spontaneous statement. I have vagina! I have marijuana in my vagina! Like, how do you just spontaneously...
Why would you just say that?
Just spontaneously.
She's Tourette's.
Out that marijuana was in her pants. Sure enough, she pulled a bag of weed and a glass pipe out of her vagina. And it shows
the
document. It shows the document that where the cop typed that in. Really?
Wow.
And you just stood on the side of the, like, by the drive-thru at Burger King and went, with I mean, what in the hell?
With a hot pot pipe up your coochie. With hoochie in your coochie.
That's a whopper. Anyway, she said she was hiding the weed for Rania. They were both booked on marijuana possession charges. And, of course, Rania had guns as well. Done.
Oh. She had a gun up there, too?
No lawyer.
So there was, so the concealed weapon, everything.
Concealed weapon and the drugs. But that's a strong whiff of Mary Jane coming out of the vajayjay.
Well,
be afraid.
Storage Wars is what I would call that one. It's the show. We've still got a couple more headlines to go through. Coming up also, don't forget, the beginning of hour two, somewhere right after headlines, Al's going to give us our drinking word, and he has a choice of two, so we are unsure at this point which one will win the coveted spot in the drinking word. Also, sports, some entertainment. Al's got lots of entertainment. Katie's getting a drink right now in Studio A. She'll be back to talk about whatever the hell Katie's talking about today. Something about San Francisco and peaches, or, I don't know, peaches and herb. I'm not sure. It's the show. We're at the beginning of hour two. Coming up in just a moment. Stick around, will you? Also, join us in the chat room. QTalkAmerica.com. Click to chat.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again. 8:01 is the current local time here in Phoenix, Arizona. We are coming to you live from the QTalk America Plaza, located in the heart of Central Phoenix. This is the show coming to you live from Studio B in the QTalk studios. Katie June is just returning with a fresh beverage. What are you enjoying?
Well, it's a little bit of vodka.
Oh.
And a super delicious, like, lemonade-y seltzer-ish. Ooh, type nice.
Sounds
thing.
Like a vodka spritzer.
Yeah.
It's pretty, sounds like a strip and go naked.
It's tasty, is what it is.
There is that. Well, I enjoy that. I've got to go make myself another beverage here in just a little while. Marnie Ryer is here with us also. Al Perkins, myself's Clayton McKee. We are in the middle of headlines. Got a couple more for you before we turn it over to Al and the drinking word. Also, the entertainment segment coming up. And Katie's got some sports stuff.
She wants
to talk about.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's continue on with this. Well, you've got to always be careful. We know how it is here in Arizona. You're just going to leave your car running for a second. You're going to run into Circle K, or you're going to run somewhere. Just leave it running. Well, you should always be really careful when you leave your car running and go in somewhere. Two men who allegedly, air quotes, mm-hmm. allegedly mm-hmm. robbed a Burger King. Not to be confused with the story you just read, Marnie. Well. They robbed a Burger King and were caught by police after leaving the restaurant and finding that their getaway car had somehow disappeared. Police said Jeremy Lovett, 23, and Gabriel Gonzalez, 19, held up two employees at the Burger King in Stockton, California, at gunpoint and demanded that they hand over all the cash that the restaurant had on hand. However, during the robbery, a third worker slipped out the back door of the restaurant and found an empty car with the engine running and the keys in the ignition. Realizing it must have been the robber's getaway car, the employee got in and moved the car around the corner of the building.
Awesome.
Lovett and Gonzalez leave the building, tried to run away, but were quickly caught by police where they couldn't find out where the hell their car was.
Lovett
was charged with a felony robbery and is being held in the San Joaquin County Jail for $150,000 bail. God. Police records showed his next court appearance is set for Wednesday, which would be tomorrow in this case. Also to appear in court on Wednesday is Gonzalez. He's being held without bail on robbery charges and several other outstanding warrants, including a misdemeanor charge of receiving stolen property.
Bad decisions, people.
Yeah.
All around.
Make good choices. These people are not making good choices.
Make good choices.
Yes.
I enjoy that. Well, I'm not sure if Tyler is with us or not.
Oh, he was. He is.
Hey, Tyler. And I thought of him when I saw this, and it was from just a skosh of time ago, but I've had it. Tennessee lawmakers dub August 31st a traditional marriage day. So the state lawmakers passed a resolution to observe as a day each year to celebrate traditional marriage because of all the equality shit that's going on. It's getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
So they want to chill it out and August 31st, I do for life, traditional marriage day. Passed both the State House and Senate.
They got a lot of free time in Tennessee
sure
to pass laws.
Jesus Christ. The Tennessee Equality Project striking back, proclaiming August 31st is instead Tennessee Marriage Equality Day.
We're striking back.
We're striking back. Yes. The best way to uphold the value of marriage in our state is to open this venerable institution to committed, loving couples, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity, which there's a new word that I'm very concerned about.
Wait, is there a new letter that Al has to deal with?
I have to be honest with you. I don't know if it's a new one or if I'm just like blind to the P. I had never seen the P.
P.
Pansexual?
Oh, for God's sake.
Maybe parents of? I don't know.
Pansexual
means that you just, you basically, it sounds like a big fucking
You'll
hippie.
Fuck everything.
Like, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds that like you should be in sexual rehab. Yeah.
Right. Call Dr. Drew.
Pansexual. That might
be. Pansexual is, no, I think pansexual is someone, I think, who likes to have sex with someone who is gender identity-less.
Oh,
I think that's what pansexual is.
Okay.
You want to be sleeping with people that don't subscribe to a gender. Which, again,
We can always trust Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, I'll go with Wikipedia.
Go ahead, Al. Definition for pansexual.
Omnisexuality.
Omnisexuality, right.
Sexual attraction, desire, or love toward persons of all gender identities and biological sexes. Self-identified pansexuals may consider pansexuality a sexual orientation and refer to themselves as gender blind.
Yeah.
Asserting that gender and sex are insignificant or irrelevant in determining whether they were sexually attracted to others. Yeah, they're bisexual.
Yeah, they're bisexual.
That's what I mean, because it wasn't...
But here's the thing.
It wasn't like I want you to be a gender identity less.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't really give a shit what you got.
When my sister was kind of coming out to my parents and saying that she was sleeping with women.
Wow.
What my sister should have said is, I am bisexual. And I'm comfortable, and I'm sleeping with women now, but also I like men, and that's just who it is.
And I could go back to dick at any minute.
But and transfer very fluidly between the two. As you,
I don't think you use the phrase fluidly. I don't think.
Or you do.
Color. I don't care where the gooey lip came from.
Or you do. Right.
Three shows. Yeah. Three shows.
Which, when you're 20 years old, quite frankly, get it together. Like, do it. I mean, yeah. I don't mean get it together. Do it. Just... transfer,
but
have sex,
point, I mean,
whatever.
Like, so do you call yourself bisexual during that
well,
early
no,
times
but,
and then pansexual?
Well,
in
here's
your
30s? What I'm saying. So my sister, though, pansexual is fucking trendy. Let's just, it's not real.
Oh, so it's just the
real.
It's the current hip
That's
label.
What they say
it's trendy.
All right.
And I know that
like
if
metrosexual.
Some of my friends who are really involved in the community and the movement would get mad at me for saying that it's trendy, because people, you want to respect everyone's own personal identity.
No,
and
I know.
And I get that, but like,
absolutely.
My sister came home from college, all trendy, and she's like, "Mom, I'm pansexual." My mom's like, "Immediately, Google."
Right.
And my mom's like, "Oh my God, your sister sleeps with transgender people only. Your sister is attracted to transgender people."
She's doing the hermaphrodite crowd. The
she's
H's.
Not. Then my mom actually legitimately says, "Is your sister transgender?" I'm like, "I don't think you know what that means." Like, no.
You no. changed her diaper for a couple of years,
and she
know.
Just doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. And Did anyway, she? So I think
I just realized what your mom thought
that Morgan was either transgender or was attracted only to transgender people.
Sure,
and I'm like, no.
Was
so Morgan and I
actually...
She's got a poster of Chaz Bono up on her wall. Both weights.
Before, after.
Yeah.
We actually had to have the conversation.
Actually.
And Morgan didn't know. I'm like, do you know what you told Mom? And she's like, no. I like anything. I like you regardless of your gender. And I'm like, yeah, that means you're bisexual. And that's okay.
Right.
But don't be trendy.
I had
and
never
don't confuse
heard
mom.
Yeah, mom is already confused enough as it is.
Right.
I had never heard that word. So
shine
the
light
I'm
on the path.
This,
help her out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Reading about the equality and this and that, and then all of a sudden something came up, not just in this article, but you know, you clicking on
things,
and all of a sudden I see pansexual, and I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake!
Now
and
my favorite thing is we used to be able to edit a little bit, because remember, like, the gay flag started off being the whole Roy G. Biv, but then they changed the order because I'm sure Disney owns it or something. But they changed the order and they eliminated a color or two and they all stand for something.
Okay.
Like we edited down at one point. We didn't just keep adding people to the tent. Like,
are there 26
Can we be a little Republican? Right. You know what I mean? But yeah, when aquamarine shows up on a gay pride flag.
Mauve.
For the questioning. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
And what color
this
will
one
pansexual
is taupe.
Be?
Yes.
Right.
And it's so true, though. Like, the box of Crayolas, you can get that box with like 8,000 colors.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're still going to stick to the Roy G. Biv.
Sure.
That's the just the kind of the colors of the flag.
Yeah.
You can
but
an
if we don't have
of
we,
one.
We cut down from Roy G. Biv. I think there's only 5 or 6 colors.
On the gay flag?
Yeah, the gay flag is not all. It's
you're
not,
right. You're right.
One.
You're right.
And they're
we talked
order.
About that when they
one less color.
When they painted the house, the gay house. We were talking about the colors.
And they're out of order. They don't go in the right.
Yes, you're right.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't go in the right
they're
order.
They're rebels.
Those gays
they're
always want to change it up.
Rebels.
But you know the pansexuals and the Qs are going to be on deck next. Like, where's our fucking stripe?
Absolutely. I want fuchsia. Oh.
There was a kind of a little bit of a hoary girl that I went to school with. Well, and I'll call her that now because of the story I'm about to tell. We'll just break down the door first. But she was basically straight, but she was kind of having something going on with her college roommate, which everyone does.
She was bendy.
She was bendy. And her name was Amy, and she went by ambisexual. But it was like Amy's bisexual, right, but she called it ambisexual. But it was a cute use of the word ambi. Mm-hmm. So I always liked that. But it turns out they've come up with pan and omni and
all kinds of shit.
Everyone got to her and peed all over it.
Yep. She didn't trademark
I guess I'm missing my wild kingdom.
She
had
trademarked that.
She was a delight, though.
Matt Pruitt is in the chat
Matt
room.
Pruitt? Matt Pruitt? Yeah, okay.
He says, but pansexual equals I'm just a whore.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, and we've all been in that pan, so.
Yes. Was there anything else to that story, or just wanted to get another letter in there?
Got it. That was just it, yeah.
Well, we'll round out this glorious segment with this. And I thought Marnie would appreciate this one because
it's Subaru.
It's from it's
it's a black one?
But it's from back
that's
home.
Good.
Yeah, oh, for Christ.
It's in the area, you know, back there.
For Christ's
sake. Well, we're going to Madison. Right, we're going to Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, I love Madison.
Yeah, we're
they
going
got
up
some
there.
Good bars.
Yeah. Oh, sure they do. Yeah.
Lutefisk. Second to none.
Lutefisk.
Well, and I put him. If you go to our Facebook page, I put a link to the YouTube video of him, and you can also look up this next topic on Facebook because he has a page. There's a man who wears a thong and a cape while riding a scooter through Wisconsin's capital city. You know, it might be a strange sight, but police say he is not breaking any laws. Earlier this month, the staff at John F. Kennedy Elementary School were in for a little bit of a surprise when children getting let out of school, the man rode by wearing only his unmentionables while students were walking to the bus. Police spokesman Joel Despain tells the Wisconsin State Journal that a sergeant had an in-person chat with the cape cruiser and that the police are now calling Thong Cape Scooter Man.
Thong?
Thong. Thong.
Thong.
Look him up. Thong Cape Scooter Man. He has a Facebook page. He admitted to using poor judgment and going past the school, but said that he actually did it unintentionally and happened to be riding and happened to be there at the same time. The city attorney did tell police that the man broke no laws. So it seems that Thong Cape Scooter Man is free to ride on. If you look him up on YouTube, there's a video
I saw your post.
Of people chasing him in a car and they find him and then they're filming him and he is riding on a scooter with this cape blowing and just a little thong. And I don't know why he does that. I don't know.
It's pleasurable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, little breezes in all the right places.
Oh, that was the funniest fucking thing. Just look at, but yeah, anyway, he has a Facebook page. You can look him up.
When the weather gets nice back home, as you know, people start doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Well, I guess they do.
You just want to feel the sun on your skin.
You just have
anywhere
to.
It can.
Because, oh, and it's been all kinds of months.
And though I don't believe in it, the funny thing is, if you go to his Facebook page, and speaking of all the skin, he actually has a posting about using sunscreen. Because he goes, even though I expose more skin than most people do year round and blah, 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 he like gives a link to some fucking health thing about skin cancer. I just like what pick
good.
A side of the
it's
fence.
It's a public
and get
service
on
announcement.
Well, no, because that's the best way. Right. If you're going to be that nude, you got to have sunscreen.
Yeah, like, you should.
Yeah,
I just thought sure. It's quite funny.
That's
to me.
Awesome.
Well played,
well,
thong man.
So, thong. I wanted to do that in an echo. Thong cape scooter man. Thong 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 cape scooter scooter. That's what I wanted
thong,
to
thong,
do.
Thong thong thong.
That would have been great.
That's what I wanted to do.
I like it.
Didn't work out so well. All right. It is time for our drinking disclaimer.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices.
There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I think we're going to go with an oral emoticon today.
Oh.
Smiley face.
Yes.
So if we use smiley face at any point,
you have to just say it out loud.
Or can we just say oral emoticon?
How are you going to fit that in?
I don't know.
Organically, as Alex does.
Oral emoticon.
I told you the story
it'll be
about
like subliminal man.
Subliminal man.
Oral emoticon.
Oral emoticon.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to emoticon out loud.
I don't want any.
So I told you about my friend back east, the one that
Ambie?
No. Ellen, the girl that taught me to read, that she, her kids are always complaining that she doesn't hug them and she sends back these really curt messages.
Yes.
So at the end of her text messages, so she doesn't have to hear, "Are you mad?" she writes out smiley face. I love you. Stop bothering me. Yeah. She writes out every word because she doesn't know how to do an emoticon.
Oral emoticon.
Because every time she'd write out,
I have to go make
smiley face.
So I have to go and with that, I have to go make a new drink. And at this time, we
That's a smiley face.
Oh, it will be. Yes. Yeah. We will open our entertainment segment with Al Perkins.
Oh my God, in entertainment this week, there's so little to talk about, but we'll try. The TV Critics Awards, which last year I didn't understand what they were. I still don't, but they have new nominations. A great new movie has been out in the theaters for a couple weeks. Everyone needs to go see. Arrested Development is back. Justin Bieber got chased through a neighborhood by a former football player, continuing his downward spiral. Behind the Candelabra came out. And that's all I got.
That's entertainment.
Oh, the season finale of Smash.
Oh, Arrested Bingo. Oh,
series Arrested finale.
Series finale. I said Arrested Development.
I didn't hear you.
I did.
I hated.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we'll start off with one for what the hell is your partner's name? Cooper? Connor?
Kelly.
But Cooper and Connor are really close.
Cooper and Kelly together is really what
Cooper and Connor are super close to Kelly. Yep. Both
similar
girls' names.
Oral emoticon.
Both exactly. Apologetic emoticon. Alzheimer's face.
Yeah. Winky face. Winky face. Exactly.
This is
not quite sure who I am face.
Hashtag winky face.
This is your Alzheimer's emoticon.
Huh?
And how do you put that on?
And you are okay. So
Marnie's Alzheimer's emoticon is really actually funny. Yeah. Alzheimer's not funny. Alzheimer's emoticon, pretty funny.
Not laughing at Alzheimer's at all.
A little bit.
What were we talking about? Yes.
Who are you?
Who?
Huh? Okay, so I got around to it a couple of weeks late, as I am with all my movies lately, but I saw Mud this week. It is written and directed by Jeff Nichols, who did Take Shelter. Add Take Shelter to your list, because I've been raving about that movie all year long. Michael Shannon is back. And because Jessica Chastain needed a day off, now we're on Buy One Matthew McConaughey, Get One Free. Oh. He's in every fucking movie. And he comes up with another great performance in one of the best movies I've seen in a while. This is
Mud that you're talking about.
So charming, so good. Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Sarah Paulson from American Horror Story.
I love her.
Ray McKinnon, who you'll know as soon as you see him. Sam Shepard, who is Jessica Lange's partner. And Michael Shannon from Take Shelter and a bunch of movies. Revolutionary Road, very good. And Joe Don Baker. The movie's Walking Tall or Walking Tall with a Stick or Walking with an Emoticon. I don't know what that was. Walks with Smiley Face would be his Indian name.
Fan down, maybe like a smidgy for a sec.
So awesome. I have to say it's very Huckleberry Finn. It was
because I watched the preview and I was totally sold. That's why I had to ask.
Yeah,
you.
And they honestly are they keep it light. It really is this, and this kid is amazing. His name is Ty Sheridan.
But there's two kids.
Yeah, two kids. But we'll start with Ty Sheridan, who is really the lead of the movie. His name is Ellis. He was in that god awful horror called The Tree of Life that I still want my money back for. He is the child in that, and it turns out he can make a good movie too. He's so good in this as a young boy that is just discovering love. and just wants everyone to show him shining examples of love, and goes through everyone he knows.
Really? Okay.
So well done, so natural. It just makes you want it to be summer. And you want a boat on a river, and you just want to go on great adventures with your best friend, who is a funny motherfucker. In the movie, his name is Neckbone, played by Jacob Lothland. And he is a scene stealer. Like, these two are just giving great performances. Wow. So natural. You just want a boat. Like, you want to live by a river and go on a boat and just find adventures and save Reese Witherspoon from a
really
bad boyfriend.
Really super Huck Finn, right? Like, or Tom Sawyer.
Very Tom Sawyer. Just an adventure. It's just an adventure on a river. And it really is just a wonderful movie.
And you think it's
going to
be an Oscar?
Yeah, because it's making pretty good money. And I think this is going to be like Mum.
The preview said best Matthew McConaughey film ever.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you just believe he's born on that island. Like, he just... Nothing about it is affected. There's nothing actory about it. Like, he's dirty.
That's pretty normal.
He looks,
yeah, because he doesn't shower.
But he looks genuinely homeless, or not homeless,
and also normal.
Yeah,
yeah. But it just well worn.
Is this the one where he lost all that weight, or was that a different
movie? No. Has that
come out yet?
No, not yet. It just got a distributor like 3 weeks ago. So,
okay.
Yeah, at the One Film Festival.
Because that's the one where he lost all the weight, and you were like, who does that
without a distributor? Like, yeah, we have no way to get this movie out, and you just practically killed yourself. Sure. But I keep your eye on this Ty Sheridan kid. It is just, it's like the performance of a life, hopefully not his lifetime because he's like 14. But so natural. And you just wanted to go and live somewhere where they have pleasant, where summer's not a four-letter word. Mm. And just have a boat. And you love it. The one kid can build anything.
Well,
so whenever
even you'd like it.
Everybody's looking all for right. an escape. And they See? Always go to Neckbone. Neckbone's this 14-year-old kid. And they're good kids. There's not a story about bad kids. It's a story about really good
like
kids.
That.
Just have the summer off. And they need to build a boat, and they're like, he can build an engine out of anything. And he just like, yep, he can build a boat motor. Like, he can do this. Like, Neckbone, sarcastic, and can do anything. And it was just a delight.
Well, I'm excited then.
An absolute
I'm back
delight.
On board.
Back on board. And it's making good money. It's staying in the theaters. It'll probably be around a couple more weeks, but go see it. It's just wonderful for the summer.
I heard ability to build and smart aleck and kind of sarcastic and the same thing. I'm going to like this character.
Yeah, I'm going to like it.
Okay.
Last night
Smiley face emoticon.
Yes, smiley face. Not so smiley face. Last night was the debut of Behind the Candelabra, a book. Mm. Not last night. Two nights ago. No.
Sunday night, right.
I know we had this conversation with Barbara last week, and I had to say I was baffled by it. I have no affection, love, nostalgia, or use for Liberace.
Okay. I don't.
I thought that at the time, like back in the day when he would be on Oprah, I'm like, who is this clown? Like, what, huh? Like, as much as I love celebrities, like, he was the, well, no, I can't say that, because he can't play the piano, but, like, this 40-year weird career of this guy that dressed horribly and, like...
Well, the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, because blue-haired women all over,
oh,
even
right,
your
right.
grandparents
but
loved him.
This was something that completely, as a 16 to 18-year-old child, and my mom saw him in Vegas and had the same reaction to, like, that's entertainment? Like, it was just, it's just bizarre. And the one thing about the movie that they changed, it's well done. It is a hard R. Like, this is not, this movie, I see why this movie didn't have a distributor. Mm, okay. This movie is a very hard R rating. It is, it's
really?
Graphic. It's not graphic as in, like, you see a dick going in and out. It's just, they're very blunt about the sex they're
but
having.
But if you would have, it would have been X.
Oh,
like, that's
yeah.
the only thing it needed, maybe?
This was one of those movies that, honestly, with the ratings boards and the way they treat sex as opposed to violence, you can shoot 50 people, no
oh
one cares.
God. Did I tell you about the movie?
They talk about butt sex, like, pretty graphically and pretty often. Like, and there's a lot of semi-nude, a lot of, like, they just finished fucking and you can tell, like,
wow.
just shy of a pullout scene. But the thing
that makes me more into it.
Yeah, but the thing that
I'm having a viewing party tomorrow night at my house.
Oh,
no kidding. Pasila Hoot, Miss Ebony, Barbara Seville, myself.
Oh, stop it. That sounds like the best crowd.
We're gonna do
yeah,
it. Go.
The crowd be more in it. And it's a great performance from Rob Lowe, I think, steals the movie. I think Rob Lowe steals this movie out
and what,
from
what's
everybody.
His character?
He's the plastic surgeon that turns out... it's not in the movie, so it's not a giveaway. He turns up, he was Michael Jackson's first plastic surgeon. So when you see his character come on screen, just keep that in the back of your mind. He did Michael Jackson's surgeries. He became...
All of them? He was Michael Jackson's go-to guy.
He was the initial, I don't know if he ever changed surgeons. But when you see how they portray him in the movie, you'll be like, oh, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
like,
no.
There it is. But Rob Lowe, I cannot identify Rob Lowe. It took me like 15 minutes to figure out who he was.
Oh, he doesn't
I
look
just
like
saw
Rob Lowe.
A picture of him, and it said something about Rob Lowe being in there, and I did a double take.
I'm Googling
and
it.
And I was going to ask you about that because I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. Erin still has it DVR'd at her house.
Very strange. Debbie Reynolds, unrecognizable.
Really? Yeah,
you could have put
his
a
mom.
Gun to my head, and I would have never come up with Debbie okay. Reynolds for that. Cheyenne Jackson, unrecognizable. Like, the hair and makeup in this movie is
Cheyenne,
one of the hottest, sexiest men on God's green earth. Openly gay actor. Oh. He was on 30 Rock. He was on Glee.
Yes, blonde, I can see
is
that.
Is this the blonde guy?
Oh, here you're talking about now.
I'm sorry. I can see that this is Rob Lowe. But yeah, but now, also but that it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
yes, right. This is like a cross between Mike
right.
and I Bill think Jackson that the Rob big Lowe. Disservice that they do with this movie, and I really want to know if they, because originally they wanted to be, it was supposed to be a theatrical film. It wasn't supposed to be HBO. Why Matt Damon? Matt Damon, yay! great actor, very attractive. Barbara, can you hear me? The Yentl thing. He's supposed to be 16 years old. This was a pedophile. Liberace was not sleeping with a 40-year-old man, so it makes no sense. You're instantly doing the math. Like, why is Matt Damon living with a foster family, even if he's playing 30? Like, even if he looked 25, he doesn't look 16. I just watched 21 Jump Street. So I had that thing where everybody in the school keeps stopping. Please help me with his name because I never get it right. Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Did I get
yes.
it right this time? Where everyone keeps going, dude, you look 40. What are you doing in high school? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Matt Damon does not look like a teenager in
as young
any way,
as the, as
shape,
young as
or
the
form.
Real guy, I forget his name.
Scott Thurman. Anyway. But he does not look. So, this is a movie about a pedophile. This is not a movie about a man, consensual male sex relationship.
I'm looking at a picture right here of Liberace and the actual guy.
Yeah.
And the actual guy does not look 16.
No, but that's a little bit later. So he'd be about like 21, 22. So he does look older.
He looks
older.
Younger, but yes. He doesn't look like a teenager.
Right, but he doesn't. And Matt Damon kind of physically resembles him. It's just very.
I think it's hard for you in your head. Because
I thought it was a very forgiving choice to not bring out the fact that it was a child. I thought
you thought they should have gone with someone younger.
Yeah, there are young actors that would get the point across that Liberace was a little bit of a pig. But so, on the interesting side note onto this, turns out a couple years ago, this Scott Thurman, if that's his name, was all over the news because
that sounds
he
familiar.
Said. He was Michael Jackson was one of his lovers. Like, even though he identifies as straight, only went gay for Liberace, and it was mostly like a father figure that Liberace was going to adopt him. I mean, there are sick parts of this story.
I really got to watch this.
Yeah, it's sick. It's a sick story about a pedophile.
Seriously, we're watching it tomorrow.
So, anyways, so this guy said he was Michael Jackson's lover, and then people are saying like, oh, there's no way they could have ever been together. There's pictures all over the place of Michael Jackson and Liberace and this guy, and Liberace had him get plastic surgery to look like him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so fucked up.
I'm sorry, this guy's not straight. The boyfriend.
No, when you see him, he is. That's Liberace did all that to him. Like, he made him do all that.
Because he is real super gay looking.
And then he's suited.
Have you seen him now?
I mean, he could be straight in that picture, minus 18 rings.
That's also 1980, though.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And that's after the plastic surgery to make him look like Liberace.
God. He does look like Liberace.
So that's what I said. Like, this to me is just, this is a story. This is almost, to me, it was almost a horror movie. That's how I watched it. I was like, this is
what. Some wonderful music intermingled in.
No, like, the music was terrible. I was like, I just don't understand this. And I was watching clips and Liberace playing Memory from Cats at a big piano. And I'm like, all right, anyways. I did not enjoy him then, and I really don't enjoy him now. So that's weird. Justin Bieber, who I just can't wait for the downward. We got to get him on the board. Downward Spiral.
Who maybe
to
should have played the guy in the Liberace movie.
Right. No.
Right.
No,
that would have probably made
a
more
much
sense,
more
right?
appropriate choice. Keyshawn Johnson, former NFL player, is all pissed off at Justin Bieber. I guess they live in the same neighborhood. It's a gated community somewhere in, let's just say LA, because I don't know. Keyshawn Johnson is coming from a party to drop off his daughter on a side street. Justin Bieber in his Ferrari comes speeding around him, cuts him off. Keyshawn Johnson drives his daughter home to be safe, drops her off, and then chases the Ferrari in his Prius to Justin Bieber's house, where he confronts him in the driveway about being an asshole.
Oh, my God.
And Justin Bieber, who they describe as
terrified.
110 pounds, soaking wet, like runs into the house and hides. And then the cops come because someone in the story called the cops. And Keyshawn Johnson was like, I'm not leaving until you arrest him. I'm outside his door telling you that he's speeding through a small neighborhood, putting people at risk
in a Ferrari,
souped up Ferrari.
Right.
So now Keyshawn Johnson is saying that Justin Bieber is playing with dynamite because now he's fucking with him and he's fucking with his kids in his neighborhood.
That is awesome.
I totally saw that story earlier
today.
So
I want to say, and I didn't because I won't watch a TMZ video, but I have a feeling.
You should. My mom loves TMZ.
I can't do it. I just, it's like Nancy Grace. It's just the lowest form of humans.
Oh, I love them too,
I think
Clayton.
It's far above Nancy Grace.
I can't do
it. They put the comedic spin on everything. Nancy Grace is everybody's dying.
Keyshawn Johnson also looking real young.
Well, he's a retired NFL player, so that's like 24.
Oh, so I'm looking at... I know. Oh, no, he's 40. But he looks so young to have a daughter that's hanging out with Justin Bieber. That was some teenage
But
sex.
As soon as somebody besides
TMZ... No, the daughter wasn't hanging out with Bieber.
No. I'm sorry. I thought they were...
He was bringing the daughter home. The daughter was in... Deshaun's car.
I'm sorry.
And so, but the best thing is there was, they live so close together, there was time to drop off his daughter
and then chase
her. Safely tucked away and then continue the chase with the Prius.
Right.
And that's what everybody's saying, that the stock in Ferrari just dropped about $500 a share when they found out they could be outgunned by Prius.
Prius can catch you.
There's so many delightful things.
I also love
that
Keyshawn Johnson drives a Prius.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And the fact that while he was in the NFL, he was kind of notorious for being a big douche. So
that is
hysterical that now that
it's kind of turned around.
Yeah, kind of turned around.
So now we're at the third annual Critics' Choice Awards. So I do feel better that that does smell really good. That I have never heard of them since they're only on their third consecutive year. So I'm not. But they do have a little bit of influence on the Emmys lately, because the Emmys are the same things win every year. The same people get nominated. There is nothing fresh going on at the Emmys. So they've been taking a lot of flack in the last 2 years. This is the group that's kind of nudging them and telling them, like, we can put on a better – like, you have got to start watching something besides Frasier. Like, Frasier can't win 9 years in a row. Like, also, there is other shows on TV. Like, Big Bang Theory has been around a while. You can give up on Everybody Loves Raymond. Like, it just got – the Emmys get ridiculous. When the guy from – what's the show about Ari Fleischer's brother – Entourage.
Entourage.
That the guy from Entourage won year after. Come on.
Well, now what's the new one?
Mad Men.
Some Monopoly kind of thing. I'm going to say that. Boardwalk. Boardwalk?
Empire. Empire.
Boardwalk Empire.
But Mad Men wins everything. Mad Men is now like the longest streak for a drama. So there are some new things. So in the best comedy series, Big Bang Theory nominated Louis. The Middle gets a nomination, the show that only I watch. New Girl, Parks and Recreation, Veep. So there's some new blood there. Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation, Jeremy Sisto from Suburgatory, so some new nominees there. Jake Johnson from New Girl. Do you watch New Girl?
I do. Who's Jake Johnson?
That's the boyfriend, the roommate that she kind of likes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of goofy. Nick.
Yeah, because I'm a Schmidt kind of gal.
Yeah.
I mean, only because he's just friggin' hysterical.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
It's a funny show. Sutton Foster gets a nomination for Bunheads again.
Uh-oh.
But that, my very guilty pleasure.
I got mad about Bunheads only because they took off Make It or Break It for Bunheads, and Make It or Break It was the exact same show as Bunheads, but gymnastics. My sister was a professional. No, she wasn't. But she was competitive gymnast, and so I loved the gymnastics.
Are you talking about the pansexual?
Yeah, that's the pansexual gymnast.
Smiley face.
Oral emoticon.
Hashtag. Yeah.
And my smiley face is, I've seen Sutton Foster 3 times on Broadway, and after the third time...
She's the main woman there.
And I was like, you know what they're going to do? They're going to take this woman and stick her in some fucking sitcom, and no one's ever going to know she can sing and dance. Like, how fucking talented
she
is.
Yeah, she needs to go back to Broadway.
So they don't let her sing, but they do let her dance a lot on the show.
Yes,
but it's mostly about the little girls, and she's like the old woman that can't dance anymore. I'm like, this bitch can dance circles around all
these
of
these 8-year-olds.
Yeah. So she got a nomination, so that's nice that somebody else besides me watched that. And then in supporting actress, Kelly Cuoco from Big Bang Theory.
She wins all kinds of stuff, doesn't she?
No.
Or gets nominated.
Nuh-uh. This is her first nomination
really?
Anywhere.
What show are you watching, Katie?
People really like her.
They
like
do.
She's a big breakout star.
She is.
And I only thought that because I only knew her from that show where John Ritter died.
Yeah.
Exactly.
10 places to not put a smiley face in my
daughter. Katie Sagal was in this.
Yes. And I knew her from that. And then I didn't really ever pay attention to her career, but then all of a sudden I thought she was like a huge star on Big Bang, and I thought it was
she's
hot, and that show's about
they
dorks.
They don't nominate anything new on the Emmys. So Big Bang Theory just started getting, they're in their, like, their ninth season, and they finally got some recognition like 2 years ago.
Got it.
Yeah, if you got to get in the first year, and then you're in forever. If you don't get it's very hard for a show to get in later. But the weird things here are that she got supporting actress. They dumped her down because best actress is still hard to get into. But Eden Scher, the girl that I love from The Middle, the little teenage girl that's so much fun, she got a nomination. Casey Wilson from Happy Endings.
Oh, love her.
And I think,
do we know if that's getting picked up by?
We don't know yet. Max Greenfield got his nomination for New Girl, but Adam Pally, who plays the gay guy on Happy Endings, he got a nomination. So even if it goes down, they're getting a little recognition.
That's awesome.
And if you watch Community, Danny Pudi, who's been keeping that show alive for years. I'm trying to think if there's anything of any interest here. Drama series, nothing exciting, all the usual suspects. But Vera Farmiga gets a nomination for Bates Motel, which I thought was really good.
She's so good.
The Americans made a good show. The Americans got like 6 nominations. Jennifer Carpenter, at the end of the Dexter run, finally getting some recognition for her brilliant work on Dexter as his sister, who's really fucked up in the head.
The sister is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really fucked up. Because she's been kidnapped by serial killers. She's had partners die. Found out her brother's a serial killer. And then in last year's cliffhanger, she finally did the deed herself. And just, it was a tortured year for her. Everybody, Best Actor in a Miniseries, The Candelabra, already nominated. Mm. These awards came out before the show aired. Cheating. But they're good because I think, don't quote me, I didn't Google it, the deadline for the Emmys is May 31st.
And do you think that Candelabra will go to the Emmys?
Oh, fuck yeah. I can't see Michael Douglas. He's a movie star in a big thing, in a big
HBO
production
thing.
Big HBO always
They
win.
Love HBO.
Right? Yeah. They love HBO. It's a movie star that gets to win.
I'm excited. I can't.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is Al Pacino and Phil Spector got a lot of buzz, but I think this Behind the Candelabra, because they're so naked and so unapologetically fucking. Like, there's no.
Yes,
they
I can't
just
wait.
Openly talk
did
about
you
butt
just
sex.
Say Phil Spector?
Yeah, he did.
Al Pacino in a movie about Phil Spector.
Oh, about Phil Spector.
That's what I assume.
I'm like, wait a minute. Phil Spector's in prison.
That's what I assume. And he goes, Al Pacino and Phil Spector.
As Phil Spector. Got it. Never mind.
And then little things.
Hashtag confused.
Zachary Quinto gets nominated for American Horror Story. Sarah Paulson and Lily Rabe for American Horror Story. So just some fun stuff in there. So hopefully people from the Emmys are going to be lazy and just watch this. And get some clues for nominations. So that is pretty much all I have on the entertainment front.
Wait.
Oh.
I have some questions.
Yep, I'm ready for questions. Well, and I forgot it because it's on a different page.
I'm ready for questions.
Arrested Development started this Sunday, and the first one was so overwhelming and so much throwbacks to old shows, fast forwards, cross talking, so many characters to come up with. I forgot how funny that the name of the subdivision they built was called Sudden Valley, which just sounds like a sinkhole.
Totally. Also, that it's just like sudden. That it's just suddenly a valley. Sudden Valley, right here.
I enjoyed that. That's funny.
Oh my god! And then when Michael Bluth finds out that George Michael doesn't want to go. Keep going by George Michael.
Yeah.
And then he's like, why? And they cut to a woman standing outside the bathroom in Beverly Hills. And she's like, singer George Michael was arrested today for giving a blowjob here in Griffin Park. And then it cuts back and Michael goes, well, how about Boy George? And then it cuts to Boy George arrested for pedophilia. And so they don't have dialogue. There's just the clips. And
that's
all
awesome.
George Michael says is, well, at least it's consensual with George Michael. And he walks away. Like, there's no dialogue. It's like in their brains they
thinking
went
about
to.
It. Oh,
so, where do I watch Arrested Development?
It's online.
It's on Netflix. All of our episodes.
However, it's only on Netflix?
However,
no, which I'm fine.
You
love
can rent
Netflix.
That video. And somebody told me there's a TV station that's playing them.
Well, let me
ask
you,
though.
But if
you have Netflix, start at the very... You don't miss it. There's no reason to miss any episode.
No, I've seen every one of them.
Oh, then you're
never
ready.
Seen it.
So I went on today. So after I rocked my daughter for like 2.5 hours with nothing, I went on to the TV and I turned on Netflix. And it said there were 68 episodes, which may include at the back end the new ones.
It does.
But I started with episode one just because I was like, I don't know. And I just, I'm feeling nostalgic. It's, and it was amazing. And I totally forgot about the pirate ship. And like,
that sure looks better on him.
I forgot that he was a gay pirate. And no, I forgot that he was like, and I've been really wondering what my calling is. I'm going to be an actor. And I just love it, love it, love it. And I can't wait.
And then Tyler has it in here about, is he in L? Because Tobias,
he's in Fugue.
He's a therapist, but then he becomes an analyst. So he's the first analrapist. But when he hands the card, it says anal rapist. And he hands it to his brother-in-law. And the brother-in-law goes, "Ooh!" And he goes, "Oh, it's not pronounced like that." He's like, "It's not the pronunciation I'm worried about." And then when they talk, Kristen Wiig is now playing the younger.
Oh, no. Kristen Wiig is in it.
She plays the younger Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think what her name is. Mother. Lucille. She plays young Lucille 1. Seth Rogen plays the young George.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
It is just when they cut to the news and because they have to update you. And it's the real it's the real guy from Fox News. From the local Fox affiliate in L.A. that does all the news broadcasts. So he calls her the C word.
That's awesome.
But he says it. I can't forget how they always say C word. And they always find a way so that they're saying it but not cunt. And they always fit it in. And this time the news anchor said,
"They're awesome." But who's the?
She went, and there she went, the C word. And they show the side of the boat, and it's the S E A W A R D. There she goes, the C word.
She is seaworthy.
Who's the brother that's in Veep now?
Tony Hale. That's Buster.
Buster, right? So it's so funny. I almost, because he was never my favorite. I love Gob. Only because it's spelled Gob, and I love George Michael.
George Oscar.
And I love him.
So he goes by Job.
Job, but it looks like Gob, so everyone calls him Gob, and he's a magician, and it's a whole thing. And then he goes,
and he's a terrible magician.
You gotta do one of your magic tricks? Magic illusions. Tricks are what whores do for money. And all those kids are like,
and he's standing in front of a group of children.
Illusions. But I love Tony Hale, especially because I'm so enjoying him in Veep. And to see him play a similar but totally different character is just, it's really funny, and he's fun.
I will tell you a couple
things. Smiley face through the whole thing. Like, oh, it was just as
hashtag
funny.
Smiley face.
I was exhausted. Like, I'm like, I can't watch 15 episodes at once because I watched one 38-minute episode and I was exhausted.
I love it. It's, I can't just wait.
I apparently have to get on board with this, but I did find out in regards to you said you made a comment. Where is it available? And I was, I don't know if you saw this story today. So it just was released, what, 2 days ago?
Sunday.
It was released Sunday. And already it has been pirated over 100,000 times already online. They're already finding it everywhere. But the story that I saw, though, in regards to it was, I guess the CEO or whoever the hell is the head of Netflix, I guess recently he'd just been making comments about how the trafficking of the piracy of everything has dropped off and everything was better because they can get everything legally and legitimately and all this kind of stuff. And the second that that released, boom, the traffic goes up and it's pirated everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No.
See, I wish. Now, is that going to cause, is that going to spell trouble, or are they done for good? Is this just like a comeback, or is it going to say?
No, it's leading up to a movie.
Right.
The movie deal is in motion.
Okay.
But they were waiting to see how this was received. And they realized that all it would be exposition. You'd be in Les Miserables again. It'd be 15 hours of exposition just to get you to start the story because you have to get caught up with all 15 characters, or I think there's 13 major characters. So this way, each one gets an episode, and then you're ready to jump into the movie.
So,
but if Netflix gets money out of this, Netflix's subscribers are going up hugely, their stocks are up
because
again.
Because of
everything. They're just back to having they took that hit.
Being healthy.
Yeah, they
financially.
Took that hit when they lost all those they lost subscribers, they lost movies,
because
they
were annoyed
prices.
About right.
Everything went wrong. Well, now they're on their way back up. This is like their big launch. This is like their biggest
launch. And so
launch.
Do you think the fact that people are pirating it and stealing it is that obviously it's not good for their bottom line, but is it good for
the name? It tells you
the Arrested Development producers, and they're like, well, obviously people are like totally into this. And because I know it went off the air because it was like the best show that nobody watched kind of thing.
No one watched.
Right.
So, was it 6-7 years in between? How long had it been?
It went off the air in 2007. So Started in 03, three and a half years ago. Like, so 07, yeah.
So it's, but it's now that cult classic.
Oh, yeah.
Where people are, okay.
06, it went off in 06. So this is 7 years.
I just
years,
want promising.
Like almost, yeah.
I'm paying for it. I'm a paying subscriber, Netflix.
Yeah, pay for everything.
But I just want to know that it's what other promising signs that it's the movie's going to happen and it's going to, because I love it.
Yeah. And the thing that they said was payroll wise, that's one of the reasons why they're also doing this, just to pay all 13 of them for all 13 episodes. This way they're not all in them.
Oh.
So they're saying that this way they only have to pay like these three people because they're in it and then they don't have to pay the rest. But now there's all these jokes set up. Like there's a part where Job comes down the stairs and he's like, really? You slept with her? But you don't see who her is.
Yes.
Because that's the other joke on that show is there's an ugly girl that Michael, that George Michael is dating and has a crush on.
Oh, George Michael?
Yeah. And every time someone sees her, they go, her?
Remember the crazy girl that always used to show her boobs that worked for what's his face? And yeah.
Judy. What's her name in real life? Judy Greer.
Boobs, but
one of the funniest comedians ever.
Oh, that was fun.
All she did was show her boobs. Then she got her boobs fixed and her nipples go the wrong way. So everybody, no one can, now they can't look.
Because her eyes are all cross-eyed. That was the thing.
Her nipples look like Cookie Monster's eyes. They just,
I can't even, like, this show has more jokes.
I saw a couple previews. It looks very funny. I've never watched it, but I think I need to get on board for that one.
And yes, Matt, Liza is in the first show.
My next question. Entertainment is, or have you watched, or have y'all been watching Scandal?
Y'all have been watching
Skittles?
I know. Scandal.
I love Scandal.
But it's on my summer list.
Isn't it so good?
Yeah.
So I just started watching it. Like just started.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just wondering if you'd
say, and I guess the season finale is a big shocker.
I can't believe it. The writing is fantastic.
It's so smart.
Yeah, because you're like, I know this is gonna
Scandal Network.
ABC.
Okay, ABC.
I want to say it's a
Kerry Washington. Girl needs to eat a burger.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But
like,
the thing is that she like. Okay, so say her name again.
Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington.
She's totally
Thank
hot,
you.
And she used was, to be in something else, but now she's real skinny.
Of. She was on the Oscars. She came out at the Oscars and looked awful. Like
no, she's so skinny.
Awful. Yeah, but on Scandal, I think
that's
she
what
looks,
I'm saying. Yeah, Scandal. I think she looks gorgeous.
She was in Django Unchained.
She was prettier before, but she's like lost too much weight.
Yeah, she was on Real Time with Bill Maher one episode, and I wanted to like walk to California and feed her.
Yeah,
she has more teeth than anything.
But she used to do stuff like okay, so pre Scandal, pre Django Unchained, like she was doing.
I just know her from that one Tyler Perry movie where she gets the shit kicked out of her in the beginning, and then it all goes better.
She was in. Yeah. Wasn't she?
Not Women on the Verge. What's the name of that movie?
I know what you're talking about because Kelly went and saw it. But I don't know. But she has been in other things where she's been really pretty anyway. Then she like got that all Hollywood skinny, but like really skinny. Anyway, good show. Did I talk about the last time I was here, Pain or Gain?
Not that.
The TV show or the
Pain,
movie?
The movie.
No.
So. Okay. So I went to go see it and I wanted to commit suicide. Like, I was in pain or gain. I was in pain or no gain.
Frowny
I was
face emoticon.
Yeah. Gun to your head emoticon. Because it was horrible. It was so...
I can't believe you went and saw that, but you didn't go see Mud. Like,
do you know why? Because and that was why I'm turned off of every movie again. I had not seen a horrible movie in long enough that when Kelly's like, go see this with me, I was like, okay. Because, you know, Kelly would see movies all day, every day, and I don't like to sit through them that much. So I had been to a couple of like foofy here or there, like good enough, and I enjoyed my time. So she said, come to this, and I thought it kind of looked like a comedy, and I really like Mark Wahlberg, so yeah. I thought, well, it's okay, I'll go to it. It was awful, and I put it out on Facebook that I thought it was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I was ready to get up, and I was texting in the middle of the movie because I had so much anxiety, I couldn't watch it. It was so violent, but so gratuitously violent. Gratuitous drug use. And I get that it was based on a true story.
That's what kills me. And like this about the three stupidest people in North America.
Really stupid. But I thought all of this violence and all of this and I can't, what? This is not entertaining to me. First of all, given that my family history and whatever else, drug abuse in the films, not entertainment.
And that pansexuality.
Yeah. That too.
Smiley face emoticon.
Don't care for that. Thumbs up emoticon. But I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't. Drug use? That's real life. That's not fun. Don't want to watch it in a movie. But violence? I thought. Anyway, so I was posting on Facebook and someone said, maybe you're just old. And I went, oh my.
Oh,
I know.
You.
No, but she was totally right. Because I thought back. To when awesome. Oh God, what's the good Quentin Tarantino movie? Like one of his like first ones that was really super popular.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
When Pulp Fiction came out in the theater, I went and saw it like 13 times
but
in the theater.
But now the difference, like, because I don't like Reservoir Dogs. I think Reservoir Dogs, like, I actually threw up at that movie. When they slice off Marinara
I've seen that, but
ear.
It's only been once. I can't
I
remember.
Thought that movie was way too violent, and I like it made me physically sick. Like I thought this is too much violence. It's too in my face.
Yeah.
But then Pulp Fiction, the violence was kind of funny and kind of told in a way that I was like, okay, I'm amused. And then Django Unchained, I loved. Like that's
I want to see that.
That's so violent, it's almost painful.
But it's good.
But you kind of because it gives you that. I don't know if we've talked about this on here. When you shoot somebody. They don't just, like, have this magic no-blood reaction and just fall on the ground happily. Mm-hmm. It just gives the wrong impression of gun violence. This one guy gets shot, like, 16 times in the course of the scene from every different angle.
Oh, no.
And he just gets pulled apart like he's in a wood chipper. Oh. And it just gets funnier and funnier because the guns keep missing who they're intended for and hitting this poor guy that's been dead for, like, 10 minutes. But another shot, and so you see, like, the real consequence.
Maybe I can't. Because when I – and did you see Pain or Gain?
I couldn't.
I
was unable.
Yeah. So there's this one, they're trying to kill this one guy and they didn't succeed this way, which was gruesome. And so they tried another way, which was gruesome, and they didn't succeed. So this guy keeps living through all of these, you know, murder attempts. And it was just not, and that to me,
that
I'm watching
like
this and I'm like, this is entertainment. Yeah. Like they are brutalizing
something
this human being.
Wrestling
it is
thing.
Not fun. You know, I'm not enjoying this.
Okay. We're in Django Unchained. They're killing slave owners. So you're kind of like,
sure.
Woo-hoo.
And this guy, is completely innocent. I don't know.
Did you play Midnight Train to Georgia? Because you're like, woo woo.
I hated it.
You're talking a movie, but I apologize, talking over you.
No.
on this show, ever. Really?
At least I'm polite.
Yeah. Could I have a slice of orange?
Yeah.
It smells real good.
Literal smiley face.
What is that Universal Fighting Club thing? Cage fighting and all that. That's what
fun.
It sounds like, except but the same concept. Not entertaining.
That makes
no.
me nauseous.
How is
yeah.
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of somebody. It sounds
when
like
you run
kind of
your car
movie.
Over someone's face and they don't die, but then they show it and they show this guy in like he's slowly dying. It is just not.
Yeah, that's not comedy.
No.
Yeah.
Right. So someone said, "Oh, it's just a dark comedy. You just want Ospie into that," and I'm like, "Maybe not."
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's dark comedy, and then there's running someone's face over and showing them alive.
None of that
and suffering.
Sounds like entertainment.
It's like
to
a
me.
Saw movie. Those aren't light comedies.
None at all.
Anyway,
Kerry Washington was in Ray.
That's where I know her from, Ray.
The Last King of Scotland, which I've never seen, and I always had wanted to. I heard it was pretty violent.
I'd be okay if you missed that.
Okay.
I wouldn't judge you for
well,
missing that one.
Okay. And Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which
I didn't
remember
see that.
Her being
She's one of their bosses.
But in Scandal, she has this sexual chemistry with the president that is...
Yeah. That was everyone aware because every time I point out one of these things, like, you know how there's Metro Goldwyn... Mayor, which is MGM.
Tony
you know,
Baldwin?
He's Goldwyn.
Yeah, I wondered if he was, actually.
He is.
Oh, he
yeah,
is?
He and his brother. His brother, who is one of the original creators
he's
of Dexter. The
he president.
Was, he was
yeah.
in...
Tony, is that his
Ghost.
Name? Tony Goldwyn?
Ghost. Yeah,
he's in
he
Ghost.
Was the
his
one
big
was
break
Ghost.
Is...
He's also real super hot.
Yeah. yeah. And this
like
is 22
sexy.
Years later that he's still
he
super
is.
Hot.
Like, yeah. Real sexy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's no spring chicken.
Yeah, no, he's hot.
Yeah.
There was... And I haven't heard anything more about it than just having read this, but I was intrigued that at Cannes, there was a lesbian movie that
yeah,
won everything.
Yeah, won the Palme d'Or.
It's a drama. Blue is the warmest
color. And it has a 10-minute full-on lesbianic sex scene.
That's my understanding.
Because I want to rent that.
And this comes on the heels. This comes on the heels of.
We're actually, not going to be having a viewing.
It was the same day that thousands of people marched in Paris in objection to the same-sex marriage laws. Hmm. So they were saying like, what a difference in the crowd. Like up north, they're having protests about gay marriage being illegal. In the South, they're giving the Palme d'Or to
a lesbian movie.
To a movie with like Greg. Like,
and what's the name of this movie again?
Blue is the warmest color.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And the Cannes Festival is too early, so they very rarely translate to Oscars. It's very
I'm
rare
a film that, buff. I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's very course, rare to have that you're in the buff.
Yeah. Smiley face emoticon.
Lick a puss face.
Emoticon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tongue out emoticon.
Emoticon.
Guess who's coming to dinner, emoticon.
Oh. I'm trying to figure out what the name of this show is going to be right now.
Lunch.
Oh, The Passion of the Christ. That was another one. I am sorry.
Yeah, I don't.
That I call that a snuff movie. That really was just. That was.
I haven't seen it, but
that was
heard
like
that
Saw
was...
with a cross. Oh. It was just.
Okay.
And I get it that they all love that story and they love to watch their savior be beaten.
I just said on here, I watched The Passion of the Christ, the blind version, only because I was at my friend's, and I think it's hysterical to say this. I didn't actually watch it, but we turn it on and we are like maybe a little bit high and drunk. And it comes on and it's like, this is so long.
As God intended.
Right? He wouldn't have made it if not.
Okay.
So, and it comes on and it's like, we open the scene. Jesus is being dragged through the ground and we're like, what the fuck? And it's like narrating every piece of what's happening. It's narrating it. And I'm like, oh my God, we got the fucking blind version of this movie. We literally have the blind version.
Closed captioning.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except for blind people.
For blind people.
Yeah, anyway, so we had the blind version. That's so we funny. Could only watch about 10 minutes because we were both just like, and scene on this
blind
show. I like
to tell people that aside from the Matthew 19, I really do leave the Jesus story out of Way in the Manger. So even when I went to see Jesus Christ Superstar on Broadway, I was like, what the fuck are they talking about now? The thieves in the temple part? I was like, I don't know what we're doing.
Jesus Christ. Was
that a Prince song?
Yeah, well, no, because he's all about Jesus too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Loves him.
Oh, yeah. He's a converted Jehovah Witness.
Yeah, at least he converted from that.
Yeah, let's go crazy.
emoticon. Quit knocking on my door.
So
Hightower bastards.
I never knew what they were all talking about when they did their passion plays every Easter. I thought, oh, maybe somebody fucks a rabbit. I'm not quite sure what's in the passion play. And then
I have hair in my mouth.
H-A-R-E.
Excuse me.
Let me get this rabbit's foot. So I had no idea. And then when I found out that every Easter, they live for doing the kill scene. Yeah. Like, there's got to be a happier part of
it. I get to be the one to stab him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're really
that is, that's those are. Uh-huh. And then they make fun of Muslims for being violent. I am sorry. What's your play about again?
Yes. Go to that big church up on that hill. On
Can I see the story synopsis one more time? Because I don't know.
Was it spooky? Bullshit.
I want to sing Jesus Christ Superstar now.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Joseph and the Technical Dream Coat.
Though this is part of the entertainment segment, I just got a notification on my smartphone. George Michael has been released from the hospital following the traffic accident where he had head injuries.
Oh no!
Yeah.
So that was he's been in the hospital for about two weeks.
So it's kind of serious.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the circumstances are, but he fell out of the passenger side or somehow got out of the passenger side of a vehicle and wound up on the pavement and. Almost got hit
by a
car.
That sounds like a hostage story. No. Does it start with George Michael recently held hostage
and escaped
a moving vehicle?
No.
George Hurst.
No, I'm not sure.
George Hurst.
I haven't got all of the facts yet, but possibly because I don't read every single story that comes up about him. Plus, I've been inundated by fucking George Michael things because of Arrested Development.
Yes.
Like, what ones are about him? What ones are about the other guy?
Is really
George
the best.
Michael guy on Arrested Development the guy that was in Juno?
Yes. Michael Sarah.
Got it. Sarah. Something like that.
Sarah.
Yeah, when you were saying his name, I couldn't place it.
Was it also Arrested Development? No, it was a different show. Who? What was the series where the guy would hallucinate that in George Michael would appear to him?
Oh, that was and I love that show. It's Johnny Lee Miller, and it was called. It's about a lawyer, and it was the lawyer's name was the name of the show. I loved that show because that's kind of what my seizures.
Hold, please,
that's kind of what my seizures are like. No, like I have little.
Well, there's that.
When I have a seizure, I have little like dreams or stories that go through my head. Like I can always remember.
But of George Michael?
No.
Well, no.
No, no, no. It was a man's name. Johnny, look up Johnny Lee Miller. He was the star of it.
Oh God, there we go.
Angelina Jolie. So and then because
you got 90 seconds in this hour, then we're gonna start sports
Eli
at the beginning.
Stone?
Eli Stone. That was
such
right.
a good show.
That was the name of it. Yes.
Even though Doug tried to ruin my dinner the other night and tell me that NBC
Thanks,
had
Doug.
Yeah, that NBC had canceled Hannibal, not realizing that I check hourly to make sure it has not been canceled yet. Hannibal is still...
You're lying, you fucker.
I did. That's what I said to him. I'm like, get your phone out right this fucking minute. So Hannibal, still no decision from NBC or where Hannibal will end up. But Brian Fuller, who did Pushing Daisies, that was his big claim to fame.
Oh, I liked Pushing Daisies.
I know. Brian Fuller's a good... That's a
that
good name to look
real
for in shows.
Shame that
Isn't Brian Fuller with the crazy hair?
No, I don't know. I've never seen him in person.
Okay. That wasn't Pushing Daisies with what's her face?
With
Little Blondie,
Kristen Chenoweth. He's talking. He did an interview and was talking about their plans for the fourth season of Hannibal. So I'm like, if they're planning for four seasons, that whatever this European production company that's so cheap for NBC to air, this show's going on somewhere.
Sure,
somebody's got it planned. If he's talking fourth season stuff, so.
Absolutely.
I swear my entertainment stuff ended a half hour ago.
No, not really. It never seems to end.
We had questions, though.
Oh, there we go. There was too many questions. Follow up.
Now, we are at the end of hour two. A little programming note. We no longer split the show up on the podcast between hours one and two and three. It is all one 3-hour consecutive mess. So feel free to listen to it at any time. Our rebroadcasts do come up randomly on the Q-Talk America Network, but you can listen to us live each and every Tuesday night, 7 to 10, right here, as you are doing right now. Thank you for being with us. It is The Show with Clayton McKee. That is me. I'm here with Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. Hour 3 is starting in just a few moments. The drinking game is something about smiley face or emoticon.
Oral
emoticon. Coming up in just a second, Katie June's going to have sports. We've got some thoughtful vulgarity, the Death Watch, and much more. Stick around.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again. It is 9 o'clock in Arizona. I don't know what the hell time it is where you are, but thank you for listening. This is The Show on Q Talk America. We're here live each and every Tuesday night from 7 to 10. Currently listening, we have 6 people from the United States and Costa Rica.
Ow, ow.
I love it.
Hello, Costa Rica.
Last week, we also said hello to somebody from Dublin, Ireland. Mm-hmm. We are becoming more international than we ever dreamed of.
But we appreciate the domestic listeners.
Oh, yes, the domestic and imported.
Excellent.
All of them.
Thank you.
And even those people who may or may not be here illegally.
Clayton especially appreciates you.
It is the beginning of hour 3.
La migra.
If you are just joining us, where the fuck have you been? Because in hour 1 we had some headlines.
Sonrisa, emoticon.
In hours 1 we did some headlines and some catching up. Hour 2 was dominated by Al and his entertainment segment.
Thanks, Al.
That third grade Spanish never lets me down.
Our drinking word is smiley face or oral emoticon or something to the. I'll explain
smiley
that
face
right
emoticon.
Quick. You want to explain that?
Well, because there's we don't have a way to write down little pictures, so you have to tell us what you're feeling.
Oh, okay. So that's it. Not sure.
Fuck you, smiley face.
Smiley face, mouth emoticon.
Is this sort of like love you mean it? I mean, could that be the next one? I'm not really sure. Coming up this hour, not only do we have the wonderful way of ending each and every hour of our 3-hour, or each hour, excuse me, wow. Not only do we have a wonderful way to round out a 3-hour show.
Confused
with
emoticon.
Alzheimer's emoticon.
Thoughtful vulgarity is coming up a little bit later, which is where we in studio answer wonderful questions. You'll hear that disclaimer coming up so we don't get sued. Also, Dr. Drew's Death Den, where nobody on the list actually dies.
Ever.
However, Taylor Swift is in the valley, so we may get lucky.
Do we know where your mom is at all times? So that we can provide her an alibi. We don't want to stop her.
She's here at the studio. She's here. Not in camera range, but
I don't know,
in.
Though. I would rather see an untimely demise for the beaver than the trailer.
Yeah, me too.
My phone is actually charting my mom's whereabouts at this moment, so we're good.
Because I'm waiting for Swift to write a song to break up with Anne Frank.
Well, we'll never ever.
We are never ever get back together.
Never ever. Sorry about the fire.
Somebody said she was singing about her thighs today.
Whatever.
Isn't that funny?
We'll never get back together.
She's old enough for me to make fun of her, isn't she?
Oh, there's so much more coming up in the final 58 minutes of this tragedy we call the show. Let's start this hour off with Katie June and sports.
Sports.
Opening weekend for the WNBA. Brittany Griner dunks, but Della Don dazzles yesterday when the number 1 and 2 WNBA draft meet in the Phoenix Mercury home opener. Looks like the Minnesota Vikings have another outspoken player on their hands. But while Minnesota Viking, former Viking Chris Cluey may have to temper his enthusiasm, he's got another ally on his team. And the Diamondbacks Memorial Day doubleheader is a sweep.
Oh, and you are loaded with this.
Sports.
So it was,
that was awesome.
So it was the opening week, really, for the WNBA. I'm thrilled, right? Yeah. As is everyone. So
everyone, did you check with everyone?
Wait a minute. Wait
let me set the stage. Okay.
Super excited emoticon.
Emoticon.
Tickle me elbow emoticon.
That lady is singing emoticon.
So we go to the game, right? Yesterday. And now if we aren't friends on Facebook, we should be, because I posted a really great picture of me in front of the Brittany Griner. They had her life-size big poster out there with her height and her wingspan and the whole thing, and it was very exciting, and everyone was standing. I mean, there was a line to like take pictures with this thing, and I never do this. Kelly shames me for acting this stupid.
No.
But I was excited. I walked in yesterday and the excitement was in the air. It was a sold out game.
It was palpable.
Mm-hmm. It was a sold out game.
That's good to hear. Sold out.
Sold out for the Mercury, slightly different than the Suns. They don't sell
the
upper deck, but it was sold out. They were actually selling some standing room only tickets, which were like, which was kind of down on the floor, but in a weird corner where you go to the bathrooms and go to like the VIP floor section area. They were legitimately selling standing room tickets. Good. So it was
strictly SRO.
Yeah.
I have a song for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's play it.
Yeah.
Or sing it. I'm okay with that. Yeah. So it was really exciting. So the game opens. Okay, so we go in. First of all, some really fun new updates. Go Mercury. The 2020 raffle is now all digital. So the people are walking around, you know, and we always want to participate. And you support the charity that's doing the raffle. And, well, you never can, because I don't take cash anywhere. Right. And so it's harder to participate. Now it's all digital. It's nice. All on cards, which it should be, because you really want to. Half of it goes to charity and half of it goes to the big winner. They also have the tickets are paperless now.
50-50 raffle.
I know. I love it. The paperless tickets now.
She called it a 2020, yep. Didn't she?
Did I call it 2020?
Yeah. I meant 50-50. Because I was really confused.
50.
And the other 60% goes to raffle.
Babyface.
Yeah. Or whoever the big winner is that just realized that was wrong.
I'm the charity.
Yeah. So they also, their tickets are paperless. Their season tickets. It's very cool. So lots of exciting things. So we sit down right next to Brittany Griner's family. Really cool. So we're in the second row, like we're feeling really good. My parents joined us. We're all excited. We were calling my mom. Yes. Okay. The game starts, and what they do, it's tradition that you don't sit down until the Mercury scores their first basket. Okay. So sometimes that can take a while, like last year's season.
We're
standing for a while. Okay. So yesterday, they do the tip off. And they're playing in the Chicago Sky, who got the number 2, Elena Deladon, which I don't think I'm pronouncing that right, but it's how I say it in my head.
Yeah.
So I think it might be Deladon. Doesn't matter. So she's
no argument.
She was the number 2 WNBA draft pick by Chicago. So they get out there. I love the tip off. They don't even try. And that makes me feel like really proud and happy as a Mercury fan, because they just know that Brittany Griner is going to smoke them. So they just stand there. And the ball gets tossed up. Griner basically swats this little, like swatting a fly. Swats the ball, goes to the Mercury, dribble it around for a second. My other girl, who I'm forgetting, Diana Taurasi. Thanks. We're going to get married someday. She goes up.
She does. After the zombie apocalypse.
She does. So
apocalypse face.
DT goes up.
Hashtag.
Apocalypse face. I think I dated him.
Yeah.
I love it. So DT goes up for the shot. It bounces off of the backboard, and Brittany Griner goes in and just like taps it in.
Is she also BG?
Not yet. We're working on it. Anyway, so
you should start that.
The way that she, I could. The way that she just, it was just the most flawless first point of their game. It was just the first score. It was awesome. She just taps it in, and everyone's going crazy. It didn't actually last that way.
Oh.
As the Chicago Sky tromped all over us. Brittany Griner got 3 personal fouls in the first quarter and a half. She sat out the whole, almost the whole second quarter. So for a good part of the first half, she sat on the bench. And she said afterwards that it was because she's like, look, I'm tall enough. I got to stop jumping. And I think, and she kind of admitted it was like the nerves, the excitement, the all of that combined. She got out of her comfort zone. Okay. So she was jumping, getting a little too aggressive. And for a girl that tall and that big, a little jump and you don't come down lightly. You're coming down on people that you don't even intend to do. So she's like, I got to keep
my
feet.
Can't even see them from up there.
Right. She says, I got to keep my feet planted. I got to do what I do. I got to come out differently the next game. So sitting next to her family could have been really super fun. My dad didn't realize that it was her family. So he was like questioning some of her plays and how good she may have been, which then made with, you know, but they didn't think it was fun either because she was benched and she wasn't playing, you know, to the best of her ability. Della Don went number two in the draft, smoked her. Really. I mean, I was like, it's like the ultimate, you know, kind of payback for someone who's you think I'm number two, bitch? I mean, she was flawless. Yeah.
Now, like,
she was flawless.
BG.
Yeah.
BG. Yep.
We're starting in here.
Starting in here.
You heard it here
first.
Is
she considerably taller than the rest of the players?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Yeah. She's 6'8", 6'9", six.
Well, you took a fucking picture in front of her.
Oh, I did. I should have done that.
I haven't met all the girls in the league, so I don't know. Like,
no, but I think like 6'4", six, maybe.
Yeah, like,
I mean, like,
six,
that's tall.
Let's go to your Facebook.
Tall.
I know it's
check
right
it
there
out
somewhere. Stand by.
Oh, no, and like I said, I saw the picture with her. I know how tall she is, but I don't know how tall the other players are.
No,
like,
she's considerably taller. Okay. So Elena Deladon is tall. She's not quite as tall as Griner, maybe a couple inches shorter, but still very,
but
very
six,
tall.
A 6'6 Amazon comes up at you. You still, yes, ma'am.
Yes, but you even add
fresh towels. Sir.
Yeah.
Sir or ma'am.
Will you be needing fresh towels, mom?
They were interviewing some of the other players from the WNBA talking about Brittany and Elena and, you know, really just kind of saying these girls are coming into the league at a different time. Women are bigger, taller. Women now, you know, they have something to aspire to. So whereas, you know, 15 years ago, women that could have played basketball, maybe they didn't really care. Maybe these are really big, tall women. Yeah. They didn't have a professional sport to aspire to. Sure. So now,
unless they were in East Germany.
Well, sure.
In the 70s.
You watched, like, over so many years, you see the male basketball players have gotten bigger and stronger and, you know, whatever else. So
according to this, sorry, may I adjust?
Yeah, and you may.
She's 6'8".
6'8". Okay.
BG is 6'8".
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, so 6'8". That sounded
right. No, my question is about the other players.
No, I understand what you're saying. But she didn't. At first, didn't seem to know how tall
remember.
BG was.
No, I couldn't remember how tall she was. Right. But yes, she's considerably taller than the other players. Now, there was another girl who was defending her, also very tall, but again, she was the tallest girl on the court. So, although we're losing, everyone's feeling tired, poor Diana Taurasi was fucking exhausted. And if you really think about it, every one season for these women, so DT has, for example, been in the league for 10 seasons. 10 seasons for a women's player is 20 seasons for a men's player because they play two seasons. They play here and then they go play. There's no break. They go overseas and play an entire season overseas. They come back here. They maybe have a month. Not even. They jump right into training camp and they play again. Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Because they do not make it. They make more money overseas than they make here. They make men's equivalent overseas. Yeah. They make the big, big bucks.
BG is going to be playing for China.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like,
maybe.
Buku bucks.
Oh my God. That's where they make their like millions playing overseas. So our team looked tired. It was a rough go. But towards the end, Griner comes back in second half. And so with about 6 minutes left in the game, she goes up for her first dunk. And you know what makes me so happy is I'm a huge fan. And I was disappointed as they were losing because I'm thinking this is such a crucial opportunity to sell more tickets, to make more fans. They brought so many people in for this first game. It's Memorial Day. It's Brittany Griner, most talked about player ever to enter the league. And they were losing. But she gave them the show that they wanted. She admitted afterwards, look, I know I didn't come out hard, but I gave the show that these people came to see. So I hope it translates into some more fans.
Yeah.
Sure.
She comes up for a little dunk. It was really cool. I literally have the goosebumps. So she comes up, little dunk, arm over the edge, one-handed, you know, grabs onto the rim. No big deal. So a minute later, she has another shot. We get possession of the ball, I think in a turnover. So there's nobody down by the end of our basket. She runs down. Double hand, big slam dunk, like grabs onto the rim, both legs come up in the air. I mean, this crowd was going ape shit. So everybody's on their feet. So, and it was really cool because all the Facebook posts and the kind of the energy afterwards I thought was going to be shitty. Still incredible.
Yeah.
So she gave the show and that people wanted.
Well, and I
and
love
it's Arizona
that she,
sports, so we cling to any hope.
Anything.
Yeah.
First but, down.
But, only one.
So listen.
No, I love the fact that she is so all about taking ownership.
Yeah.
For anything and everything. And not that you have to take ownership of your sexuality, but that she's just out there like, yeah, you know, that didn't go well.
Who's going to fight with a 6'8 fucking woman,
it
though?
It didn't go well, but I gave them what they wanted to see,
smooth.
And I hope they had
she
fun.
She doesn't get rattled. She's
yes, she wasn't rattled. She got sat out. She was
and there's
just
clearly
incredible.
A long season to make this up.
Right. There were over 10,000 fans, almost 10 and a quarter fans came
that's
out
fantastic.
To see.
That's a good one, yeah.
And included the mayor and his family, which is great. Larry Fitzgerald was there, Grant that's Hill, cool. Jason Richardson. It was really, really exciting.
Larry Fitzgerald, who was like this. Hi, BG.
I know.
Yeah. You
know,
how tall is Larry?
I actually don't think.
And I'm not sure if that's true because
it's
he
not.
May have been looking
he
up
walked
to
past because I sit right down at front and he walked past me and he's not as tall as she is. There's just no way.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not as tall for sure.
Are you looking it up?
And you gotta,
I am looking it up.
He may be like 6'4".
He's pretty tall.
Tight end,
he's big
back.
Dude, long, wet hair. Look
at,
he's like kind of sexy.
Maybe.
I was
he
like,
sexy.
I was eyeing him.
What's his position? Tight end or running back?
He's a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. So they're usually taller. So they're usually
I'm
going
to guess that he's 6'4". Most because
they
got
to jump out and they have to.
Yeah.
What fascinates me is that ultimately Della Don again she had a better game, but she didn't have quite as many points and rebounds. Griner had 16 points, 8 rebounds, 4 block shots, and 2 history making dunks. Of course, the most dunks ever in the WNBA is 3, and 2 of them were made by Candace Parker over the course of like a 6 or 7 year career. Okay. She's still playing actively. She's incredible.
According to CBSSports.com, Larry Fitzgerald, he's 6'3".
Yeah. Oh, I was like, wait.
Weighs 218?
It's all muscle.
He's
muscle.
All muscle.
Right.
He's
only 6'3".
Only 6'3", 29 years old, and he's from Minneapolis. I didn't realize that.
He grew up as a ball boy for the Minnesota Vikings.
In the fuck does this always come back to the goddamn Vikings? No matter what
and
happens.
And Minnesota, I'm telling you.
Swear to God.
Crazy Kismet. Or not.
So anyway, so
we
Chicago,
even mentioned Prince earlier, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So Chicago takes Phoenix 102-80. Their next home game is on June 14th. Literally cannot wait.
Hey, by the way, do you have an extra ticket for me?
Perhaps.
Because Aaron's out of town.
My girl's out of town, and you had something
I just
to
might.
Game, so
I,
I'm
you
just
do.
Throwing that out there. That's all.
In other WNBA news, the Dream, Atlanta Dream, won over the Shock. LA Sparks took the Seattle Storm. The Connecticut Sun won over the New York Liberty, which makes me real super happy because the Liberty is not only home to our former Cappy Pondexter, who's a dick, but also, she just is, Bill Laimbeer, who I hate.
Yeah, I don't like Bill Laimbeer at all.
He's a total jerk of a, he was a jerk of an NBA player. He's a jerk of a coach. And when I Googled Bill Laimbeer, when I literally Googled Bill Laimbeer, oh damn, I thought I saved it. One of the first things that come up is Michael,
Jordan.
Michael Jordan punches Bill Laimbeer. That was like the first like thing that came up in a video.
That's interesting.
Anyway, he's a dick, so they didn't win. The Fever beat the San Antonio Silver Stars, which makes us sad because that's Kelly's favorite player. Can't think of it. And the Mystics top. The Shock.
That's okay.
Again.
You've already remarried, so it doesn't.
Yes, you've moved on.
I know. Yeah. So, okay. And it looks like the Minnesota Vikings have another outspoken player on their hands. This time, so cute.
No.
Oh, what?
We've got. Oh, there was Bill Laimbeer. That's funny. Okay. His name is.
You might be familiar with him.
Even Adrian if you don't like Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Did you really have to just look that up?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I have so many things open here about...
I just thought that you were kidding.
No, I really did have to look it up.
Okay.
So Adrian Peterson, on gay marriage, it's just not something I believe in.
Well, then don't have one, dumbass. So, shut up.
So he was asked in an interview last week if it was... He asked about it. He said it's not something he believes in. See, here's the thing is he's the reigning NFL MVP, and he's a big shot. He won maybe the Heisman, I feel like, when he was in college.
I honestly don't know
I think he
won
did. I think he might have... I don't know. I know he's a really celebrated player. He's big time.
They call him the purple Jesus.
Yeah, so they asked. He was 8 yards away from breaking the all-time record. And he had, he's pretty impressive.
So, hence, you're
I remember that.
Wondering why I didn't know his name. Right.
He's
got it.
Pretty impressive.
So,
I didn't
anyway,
know his name, but I remember
he
that.
Was asked about whether or not he thought Chris Cluey was cut because of his stance on gay marriage. And to be quite honest, in this guy's favor, in all honesty, he gave a pretty reasonable answer. He didn't get out there and he's like, fuck gays, like whatever. Yeah. He just said, to each his own, I'm not with it. You know, I have relatives that are gay. I'm not biased towards them. I still treat them the same. I love them. But again, I'm not with that. It's not something I believe in. But to each his own, I'm sure the Vikings organization did not release him based on that. They know Cluey. They've known him for a long time. They know he's outspoken. So,
and he considers him a friend.
Yeah.
It said that he had heard him to see him leave.
So yeah. I think that, I mean, you can appreciate the way, sure, he has a different view. You can appreciate the way that he handled it, but it still is never, you know, it's never favorable to see someone in major sports, especially when we're talking so much right now about, you know, sports, gay equality in sports.
This is all kind of rolling on without them. Like, I'm sure there's people that are against all sorts of people having rights. Yeah. But it's still rolling forward. Like, Nevada had their vote. But it was similar to the vote in Minnesota where they got rid of the ban on.
Right. It was about how they're defining.
Yeah, about the definition. They no longer are defining it. And it passed, right?
Mm-hmm. It did.
It did. And it went similarly to how...
I don't care what you say. I was going to say, am I wrong in... I'm fine with him saying believe it.
At this point, it's going on with or without people. Right. And you could always have your opinion of, like, I don't like this, I don't like that.
It's like, I don't believe people should buy shitty cars.
Right.
But you can buy a shitty car if you want.
Yes, yeah. And that's what I'm saying, is, like, I think that it's unfortunate that we have now another, like, celebrity, a sports celebrity who's speaking out against gay marriage, when it would be really exciting to see that.
Or I don't think that's speaking out against it. I don't think that's he's not speaking out against it.
Yeah, he is. He says, I'm not for it.
I'm not for it.
Okay, but it's not like he's out there.
But he's not out there for it. They came and asked him a question. That's true. And it's not as though he's out there as Cluey.
Right, he's not saying they're going to hell. He's just saying,
I don't believe it, which is fine.
And he didn't get out there and say, listen to me. They asked him. I think he handled it in the best way that he could have.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate to see, you know, you go from Cluey on the team, who is such a supporter, to see that. Although, people who are not for gay marriage certainly are like, great, good riddance, Chris Cluey. We're happy to have this guy on the team. He's our guy, you know.
And again, I don't think that you're going to see stories about him.
You're never going to get a total buy-in on anybody on any topic. Yeah. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's just, you're going to, and as long as he's not going out saying they're going to hell, he's saying he's got friends that are gay, he's not biased against them.
Like, he likes them, they're cool, and that's fine.
It is fine. I don't get that. I don't get it. I don't think I could say, I have friends that are black. I don't think they should drink from my fountain, but I think they're really nice people. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
So I'm not on board with someone saying, I love my gay family members, but I also don't think they have quite as much right. They don't have as much right to.
Sure. I was backpedaling where I don't believe. So.
As me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm going to put bullshit face on because, I couldn't even buy my
story
that
drink
long.
You can drink.
I get it. He's not
saying it horribly, but I also, it sucks.
And I don't think he would have said, and I'm not completely trying to stick up for him.
Yeah.
But I don't think he would have said a fucking word about it.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Most people, until you ask them, have no thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Most people are like, well, who cares? Like, why is, how does that affect me and my job and my children? And like,
it doesn't.
I don't think that he would be against some, I'm not trying to speak for him, but I don't think he would actively try to get someone out of the locker room because they were gay.
No. Well,
I mean, surely, like from, you know, just different.
Apparently, unless they're asking to marry him.
Well, if they got down on one knee, it'd be awkward in the locker room.
Both
knees
would even be more awkward.
Really weird.
Yes.
So the next thing is Chris Cluey. We want to know where he went. And if we don't know already, he's now signing with the Raiders, which is exciting.
That terrifies me.
I actually am a Raiders fan.
I hate the Raiders. I hate the Cowboys. And I hate the Packers. Those are the only three Cowboys.
But won't the fact that he's with the Raiders be very interesting?
California.
Well, no, aside from that, but the image that the Raiders have.
Yeah. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Violent.
So, it was like
very
Tupac is watching over them, something to that effect.
Right.
He's continued to say that football is now his focus. First plan is to make the team. It's the overriding influence right now. There's a, it goes on throughout this article, basically say, that he is, of course, these are his beliefs, but right now he's focused on football. And what I think that means is hashtag, I'm going to shut the fuck up.
For a while.
For
make
a
some
while.
Money.
I'm excited to have a team. Yeah. So, yay.
The Raiders. I went to, when the Raiders were still in LA at the Coliseum, I went as a Bills fan to a game with some friends. And, like, we were warned on our way in, like, take off I don't have a, I do not own a football jersey, but my friends were in football jerseys. They were like,
thank you for clarifying.
Take the jerseys off.
Yep.
Really?
And especially if you're a Broncos fan.
Check your surroundings. Buffalo's on that list too. Buffalo,
oh, are
Broncos.
They?
Yeah,
okay.
big rivals. Because they were in the playoffs.
Because Oakland fans will just like murder you.
Oh,
they
murder.
Beat the shit.
They beat the shit out of you and possibly murder. Yeah. They haven't found all the bodies. So causes of death are a little vague.
You go to
a
sports bar and you're watching. We used to go to Max's Sports Bar out in Glendale.
Yeah.
And we'd be sitting there in the Raiders game because it was
Glendale,
afternoon.
Glendale, Arizona.
Thank you. The Raiders fans would be coming in because we always had the earlier games.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there'd be like these big hulking fucking Samoans standing over you like, are you going to leave now?
Oh.
Uh-huh. You want me to see? Watch the rest of my game. Turn the channel. I don't care. There's a minute left.
When I was in Hawaii, because, you know, football's on at 8 o'clock
in the
morning
there. And I
shouldn't
make them all Samoans, but these gentlemen were like, they were huge. Just huge.
Racism.
Unintentional, but we got there. We got there. Yay!
Alzheimer's emoticon.
Yeah. So I mean,
your Alzheimer's emoticon is really priceless.
There's not a lot to do in Maui except for, like, swim, go to the beach,
drink coffee.
And then eventually you want to get some liquor in you. So like 8 a.m. for a football game sounded perfect. So I went to the sports bar.
Oh, you told me the story.
Everybody's in jerseys but me. So I thought, oh my God,
they're going to know
tourists.
I'm gay.
Like, did they really? They knew that outside through the window.
The jersey had no
through the glass. So they're so nice at this sports bar. Offended face.
Unintentional homophobia.
Yeah. Exactly. Homophobe. Go play for the Vikings.
Now.
So they sit you down. They ask when you come in, like, what game do you want to watch? Because they had so many TVs and so many areas, and the breakfast was good, and the drinks were gigantic. And then they were like, and then the Raiders people kind of wandered in. And they were like, oh, the Raiders, you're over there. Like, they had their own section. Sure. There was no mingling. It wasn't like, oh, you're Buffalo.
Segregation is happening.
The reason that I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning is because the Bills were playing the Jets. So it was the Mark Sanchez show.
Oh, good.
So I just went to watch Mark Sanchez and have a cocktail at 8
your
o'clock
boys.
In the morning.
Right. Yep.
Finish masturbating there.
Tip off. Right.
Just the tip. Just the tip.
Quiet orgasm emoticon. Yeah.
Is there a emoticon? Sorry, look up for
this. I don't want to see it.
That's not hollandaise.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, now we've crossed a line.
Emoticon.
Get through this story. We got to finish this up and go.
No, that was it. The Raiders got, I mean, they were like sectioned off in Maui where everybody's so relaxed and no one gives a shit.
Well, we have one of the Raiders player, Charlie Woodson, who was the guy that said, are you going to stop being a professional football player because there's a gay guy in your locker room? Get over it. So that's good to know. So that's another Raiders player who's, you know, and I, not to speak of his support or not support for gay marriage, I'm sure that he seems to be relatively supportive, but we're go Raiders. The Diamondbacks had an impressive doubleheader yesterday. They won both games over the Texas Rangers.
That's a Christmas miracle.
They played at 12 something and 6
Bush's
something.
Team.
And
was that here or was that in Texas?
Here. It was here.
Was here?
Yep. I know because the traffic stopped me up right outside the Mercury game.
And I didn't work and there would have been fireworks all day.
I mean,
you
it's
cool.
You
can see the fireworks out my
It makes
windows.
Me feel excited when I go in the summer to the Mercury games and there's D-backs and it's cool. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on. So it's really fun. Anyhow, I don't really know anything else about that game other than it happened and we won a couple.
Hey,
well
good.
Done.
May not
we
happen
also,
again.
Well the done. Phoenix Suns also hired one of the favorite franchise players as the new head coach, Jeff Hornacek. Was announced today as the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. So everybody's excited for that. Lord knows they need some new.
They need something.
Coaching, management.
And just pick any
owners.
Team in Arizona.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
make it happen.
We're excited. And the last sports story is Livestrong loses another major endorsement.
I heard this today. On the
Nike
news.
Is discontinuing Livestrong products by the end of 2013. Okay. They just
because the just do it is a little vague.
They yeah. They are ready to distance themselves from the tainted brand, and they just say that they're essentially Nike has just said we're ready to move in a new direction.
Yeah,
which is a nice way of saying we're out.
Just don't do that.
Yeah, just do it. Anything but that. So it's bad news for Livestrong and their board, and ultimately, bottom line, bad news for the charity and the people that his charity serves. So.
But there is nothing that brings me more pleasure in life than being in a bar. And watching someone with a cigarette and a beer and a Livestrong bracelet.
Oh, yeah.
Smiley face. I just want to congratulate them on making good choices.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Right. Love it.
That was it. Cocaine going up your nose too?
Right. Good, good.
How much stronger can you be?
Next.
I'm living
next,
so strong.
What's next?
Wow.
So that's our week in
sports.
Well, all right, let's move on to the Death Watch.
Oh.
They're
all still alive.
It's
Dr. Drew's They're All Still Alive Day.
It's alive day.
Valerie Harper beats the odds and may live to see herself on TV.
Again.
Jerry Lewis is clearly skimming money from the telethon to keep himself alive. Cast of 2020. Immortal. Queen of England, older than Camelot, still with us.
Still with us.
Nelson Mandela, I guess he's just waiting for a better TV rating.
I've heard nothing really about him in the past couple, best week or so.
Nancy Reagan, Babs Bush was just on TV. I don't know, for some reason, Matt Pruitt sent me a link of, this is what the hell, the original Nella? Mm. What's the Nala? What's
Nala?
From Lion King?
Lion King, Nala.
Nala. Oh, yeah. I love her too. God, I love this woman. And she was the original Nala in the Lion King. She's singing
on
a song to Babs Bush.
Oh.
Still alive. Jim Nabors.
Still alive.
Still married. Muhammad Ali doesn't know who he is, but he's alive.
Isn't it Felicia Rashad?
No.
Now, keep going. Do you think?
Karen Black?
Yeah.
Not the Nala. Maybe she was the...
She was Nala. No, Felicia Rashad was never in the Lion King. She was in Dreamgirls. She's old, honey.
I know who she is. She was married to Imad Rashad.
Imad Rashad.
Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
Karen Black. Jesus. She raised all the money on the internet. She's still alive.
She must have raised a lot.
Zsa Gabor, who they filmed part of.
That's where I was going.
They filmed part of Behind the Candelabra in her house, and then they tore it down.
Her house?
Yeah, they just tore it. I want to say they just.
I even heard that.
Google Zsa Gabor's house, and they just tore it down.
The house died.
Yeah, she's still fucking.
Did we get half points?
I was going to say, she's still kicking, but how mean? How cruel?
From what I heard.
She's still butt
scooting. Of what I knew of the movie, that she's upstairs, legless, and just trying to, you know, get through life. And
well,
they're filming. They're filming
floor.
Down below. Now, what I also Googled.
Wait, she was upstairs, legless, and clinging to life, and they are, like,
right,
filming
no,
a movie.
Both hands.
So she could have.
Right, she's upstairs in a bedroom, and they're filming in her house.
She has one of those chin-up bars.
You'll notice the sound of sawing as they're cutting off more parts of
it.
Oh my god.
The piano drowns it out.
Yeah.
No, they say that they just ruled.
Liberace.
Oh wait, they ruled she can stay in the home for life.
I heard it was being torn down.
Maybe
it's
she's dead.
Yeah, if you see that picture right there, when you see the movie at my house tomorrow night, if you're coming, you'll see that house.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, I can't come, and that makes me so sad. You're gonna.
I've got to record.
You might spit at me, but I'm going to the
Taylor Swift
concert.
Fuck you. Wow. We're gonna need a full report.
I'll take
like
video
next
Diane.
Tuesday.
I'll live tweet.
We're gonna need a full
I'd like
report.
To hear Diane's take.
I know. Sorry, Di.
I'm gonna need a full report next week. Okay.
Can sorry, you take, everyone.
I need videos
now,
and pictures.
There is a chance, according to George Michael, that you can jump out of the passenger side. And it's only like a 2-week recovery.
You might not be able to ever write songs again, but a 2-week recovery.
And quite frankly, I think I'd rather be with you watching the kids. But my mom got tickets for Christmas, and she invited me. My mother.
Wow. Does your mother hate Christmas?
She invited me.
Exactly.
Your mother hates Christmas.
And
apparently.
Me, maybe.
Well,
maybe.
That.
No, it'll be fun, but I'll give you guys this full scoop.
So, I mean, we just cannot pick a dead person to save our lives.
No, not well.
No.
Not well.
No, but.
Anyway, well, somehow.
So are we keeping all of them?
Yeah.
No, I think we're just going to leave it alone. I think we have no choice but to leave it alone.
We
got to
play the odds.
At this
eventually,
point,
they're
yes,
going to get
one
sure
of those people is going to die.
That knife is
going
to get to a vital organ on Zsa one of these.
Yeah, but I get.
Oh, I don't think. We cannot be long for her. I mean, she's down to just a heart and a kidney.
She's a torso and a braid on the left side.
Oh, no, not even a braid. I've seen some. She's got some.
Well, it's three strands of hair, but somebody was creative.
Yeah, she's, what is, she's 96, for God's sake. Yeah.
I don't know.
She's not long for the world.
I looked up here. Keith Richards.
Oh, he will live forever.
Gary Busey. No. I don't know. Like,
Keith
really?
Richards will outlive everyone but Cher, Tina Turner, and the cockroach.
That's pretty much true. Right? All right, it is 9:32. That was an unfortunate venture into death pool madness, and it's time now for
Heather Headley. Her name is Heather Headley.
Who's
Heather Headley, the original Nala on the Lion King.
Oh, there's that. Well, all right then. Well, now that we've... gotten juiced up enough, we've got 27 minutes to go. Let's go into this segment, shall we?
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics. Religion, why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Oh. Our question today, and now I just lost it. It's in honor of Liberace, or Lee as he was to his friend. So I'm going to call him Liberace.
Okay.
Not our friend.
I was young and cute, and not one pedophile came near me. I never understood it.
Do you feel slighted? Do you feel slighted?
I do feel slighted.
He's mad. He's very mad. Mad emoticon.
All right, exactly.
Sad emoticon.
I miss my pedophile emoticon. And it's very important to call them pederasts, because everyone likes children. There is a difference.
Right.
Everyone it's likes true. Children. All right, so what is the difference? Where I just lost it. I have it written down here. What is the line between insanity and creativity?
Ooh, wow. You're asking me? Somebody who's not creative at all?
But in others, like Liza Minnelli, nuts. Yeah. Fucking nuts. Let's just say it. And she plays a woman that falls down a lot now on Arrested Development, which is so funny. Goddamn funny.
And the fact that she is both hips, both knees replaced on her?
Yeah, and that she's willing to fall down on TV.
Right. Well, I'm sure she has No, she doesn't really.
She's padded.
On the show. I feel like people falling is really funny.
Pratt falls. I do too. When people fall, forget
it's
it.
It's just funny.
I'm crying. I laugh.
I only find it funny in real life. I don't really find it funny that much in TV or movies.
I even see like a commercial for it, and if something smacks them in the head, they fall. It's funny. Hysterical.
Oh, I love Wipeout. When those big balls come at people, that's just funny.
A little marijuana.
Well, that was a little double entendre.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
So our
stoned
question is,
hashtag stoned emoticon.
Yes.
Looks a lot like Alzheimer's face.
Or Winky Pirate.
Winky Pirate? What is that?
I don't know. It's my new emoticon. Winky Pirate. Arr. It's when somebody comes in your eye and then they kick you in the leg.
And Lucille Bluth, when he goes, there's a big announcement. Is it about me? And she goes, and he's like, I want to never see that face again. And then he goes, you winked at me. And she's like, I had something in my eye.
Can we call that unintentional pirate?
Unintentional pirate.
Arg.
So what is the line between creativity and insanity? This is our question. Oh. In honor of Liberace. Like, think of someone you find really creative and also just fucking nuts.
Give me one second while I study Al a little bit closer. I'm thinking.
Creativity. Uh-huh. I wasn't ready.
Well, I think that if it's someone who's creative that you want to be in the same room, you know, that you just want to take it in and you're excited about whatever it is that they're coming up with.
Like a real life person or...
Well, no, make up somebody off of
like
ABC Saturday morning, Katie.
Yeah,
no. Jesus.
I mean like someone we actually know in Phoenix or in our lives.
Like the thong cape guy.
Anybody who you think is that line between like, what is the line?
I don't know. In real life. That's really hard.
There's a ghost in the studio somewhere in this region, I'm guessing.
The blender is so creative.
Also crazy, wacky blender.
I don't know. That's hard.
That is a hard one.
Because,
No.
I came up with, Prince.
Sure. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if to be in the same room with him, to hear what he's coming up with, and to actually be engaged and care about what he's coming up with, to me seems like creativity. That line would be like, yeah, now that motherfucker's in a diaper while he's doing that. I got to go. You know what like, I mean? Like tiny, that line of crazy.
Tiny Tim, Liberace. People sure. I just think are just fucking
There's
nuts.
A band right. called, like, an electro pop weird. I don't know what they're actually called. I'm going to Google it. Called Fisher Spooner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're really, really, really bizarre. Freaky deaky. Another band called Antword. I don't even know how to say it. It's like Swedish. And another.
Is it like C word?
No. Die Antword. They're incredibly talented, really cool music. They are actually performance artists by trade. They're not they were not ever musicians. And one of the things that they do, which I kind of hate, and quite frankly, I think it's cliche when you like bash artists for being successful. Like they make fun of,
yeah.
they like bash on like Lady Gaga and other artists for being successful. And I go, well, like yeah, you kind of want to be there too.
Right,
you're
exactly.
just pissed.
You're just
right,
pissed.
You're just pissed.
But they are performance artists from the
Hashtag
streets.
Bitter.
Of uh-huh. like Sweden or something, and they are super disturbed.
Have
like,
they formed it on IKEA?
They're maybe
asking? Don't eat the meatballs.
It could happen. An original IKEA, have, maybe like the original
Hashtag horse meat.
The one,
yeah. Hashtag McRib.
Oh, that's right.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Weird meat face.
Tolerance. Ding.
Horse face. Hashtag horse face. I think they're cool. Calling. Harrison dated an artist a million years ago,
my God.
And he was
witchy
more
poo.
Insane than creative.
He was witchy poo.
But he crossed back and forth.
Witchy. He did.
See, I don't think I've ever been as close to Harrison. Like, there's some artists, maybe musical artists or performance artists that I'm into. I named both of them just now. But so just those two.
That's it.
That I can think of, like, offhand.
Yeah, like, but and that's why I said, like, what takes somebody from. Like the Minnesota wears heels, dances funny, is 3 feet tall, has all kinds of lovers, right. but writes fantastic music from the other guy next door that's doing the same thing but just can't.
Yeah.
Is just coming off as, God, you're weird.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know because, yeah, right. People that are just like, want, there are some people that are weird, but they're cool like, and intriguing,
yeah,
and some people
that
are weird that might be
presence.
Serial killers.
Yeah, like Lady Gaga. She wore a meat dress.
Correct.
Where's the line?
That's fucking weird.
Wait, but where's the line?
Right.
Like, but still selling records. No, but like PETA didn't shoot her.
No.
That'd be the one time I'd be on PETA's side. Right.
Right. But I mean, at the same time, whatever she's doing, people want to. I don't know enough about her, for instance, but that they want to be in her presence.
Yeah.
You know, there's something where, you know, some people be like, oh my God, they're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I love it, but. She's creative and she throws stuff out there and it, I don't know, gets people involved somehow, whatever that is.
Oh, well, I'll let you answer first.
I don't know that I really have a good answer for this, but the first thing that comes to mind when you said that, and I don't know if this is leading into some other, maybe an hour four that we should go into. The first thing that I think of when you say that, when you ask the difference between artistic and insane, it always seems that people who are on the creative side, everybody else says they're just a control freak. Like, they want everything to be a certain way and a certain this and a certain that.
Oh, yeah.
So, the first thing I go to is control freak. Now, though I have seemingly no control over anything that goes on in this room for 3 hours.
This is where you let it go.
I really don't think that I've never ever thought that I'm creative. I'm very methodical, and how I do things is always very a regimen or a process. It's always been, but I'm also, I do know, and I don't know if it's the Virgo in me, if it's the gay in me, or whatever the hell.
They've all been in you.
Gay in me sounds bad.
Full face.
Kind of. Anyway, hashtag lucky. Anyway, but what I wonder is, because I know that I'm controlling. I know that I want things a certain way. And I even people who come to me for advice or whatever, or anything over the years, I believe things have a certain way. And I don't know, is that just controlling? Is that creativity? Is that insanity? I don't really know what that is. But I also know when you go back and you look at people when they've passed on, and like, you know, even Einstein, you go to Einstein, he was a genius.
And Beethoven.
Good another thing. They're like, well, they were crazy, but they're all regarded so highly with what they produced, what they came out with.
I think Beethoven also had syphilis.
One
I mean, it was
one
something
did,
like that, yeah.
One of them
like
did.
Where his
one
brain them, was actually kind of
right.
Going crazy.
Were they really? I
want to say
on
I want to say it's
but
Amadeus, but I'm not.
I
want to say
it's
Mozart.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean, where you're like, okay, so then there is that line, like that's crazy.
So is it just a right amount of insanity until you produce something that people want to hear, see, or be part of?
Even if you produce something and it's fantastic, I'm saying for myself, if I'm in that same room, I'm like, yeah, no.
Oh, no, I don't ever, like, I'm never going to be in a room with Picasso, yeah. But the man was clearly disturbed.
Because he's dead, that's
right.
Why.
Right, but no, because that's what I'm saying. So there's these people, like, is the insanity unacceptable until you produce something worth?
Oh, I see.
Like Liberace, here's a pedophile. Clearly with no taste.
Well, what about your movie guy who Sharon Tate was killed?
Oh, Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski.
Right, and do you separate? Because here's a man who, you know, raped a 13-year-old girl. You can dress that up, pig up any way you want to. You're still at rape emoticon.
Which we don't.
Unless you're raping me, and then you're like, woo, woo.
Then that's like disco
finally
emoticon.
Sex, yeah. Finally got some.
He's the greatest dancer.
What about like,
So do you separate? That's what do you like? Woody Allen is the one that yeah, completely offensive. Sure. But do you separate? But I love his movies. Do you separate the artist from the man? Like,
what about that?
Or woman?
Club Kid. That movie Monster Ball
that
was
Macaulay
written about.
Culkin played.
Yeah.
Played
God, what was that? That movie was so good.
I don't recall. But
that
I never
guy
saw the movie.
Was a super line between
the one that Halle Berry won.
No,
Monster's Ball.
Monster's Ball. This
it was called Monster.
Hold on, let me look it up.
Party Monster.
Party Monster. Okay.
Oh my God, I got a movie.
So nice in the chat,
that's good work.
Okay, high five, Katie.
All right. Well, our winner is in the studio. Is in the studio audience.
Michael Alec, I'm sorry, that's his name, Michael Alec.
Yeah.
He was very much he was crazy. And he crossed the line because he murdered somebody. But he was also very creative and he started this whole cult following and this huge party scene in one of the biggest cities in the world. And interesting story.
So Matt writes, insanity is thinking you are normal, creativity knowing you are not, but channeling it into beauty. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
Interesting.
I like that.
I like the way you put that.
All right, so we have a winner. We can move on.
Next question.
Okay, now this is a good one from the difference of perception. Oh, I don't think
my perception may be off.
Labias and genitals.
I know.
That's awesome.
By the way, that's not how I'm going to open the Pride Gala when you introduce me.
Welcome,
labias and genitals. No, we're not going to do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had it and
I wonder if this is going to be another question that's going to get me in trouble. That's always why I always worry about
no,
that.
No. Okay, here's a good one.
Like I've ever been in trouble from a question.
Yeah. Oh, I'm torn.
Between two lovers, feeling like a fool?
Feeling like a fool. What holds...
It's breaking all the rules.
What things... Oh, this might take too long. What things hold you back from doing the things that you really want to do?
Money.
Yourself.
Money. Wow, that was fast. All right, I thought this would be much longer.
Next
I think
question.
Money and time.
Chili Cook-Off 2003.
I think money and time. I would love to go back to school, but I don't totally know what for, and so...
Do you really actually feel you want to go back to school?
Mm-hmm, I do.
I have never, ever felt that. I don't know. Obviously you went to school to work at the restaurant that you do. You went and you've all. I have never.
I went to school just to pay student loans. I can't do anything with what I have.
Yeah,
really.
Liberal arts degree. What the hell do you have?
I have a degree in English literature.
What do you do with a BA in English?
I burst out laughing.
What's that?
Avenue Q.
Avenue Q.
I've seen that, but
born.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is?
The internet is for
born. Yeah, no, but it's just another Avenue Q.
Yeah, okay.
But I honest to God, I have never. Ever felt that I needed to go to school. I mean, I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of high school just because I wanted to start actually going out and just doing stuff. Right. Mm. But you really do feel like you
want
to go to school?
I would really like to go to school. I wish I would have started this 10 years ago. I would love to go back to school. I would like to go to law school. Really, I would really like to do that. But it is the most financially silly move to make.
Not really.
Yeah.
You're not even Jewish.
It is so expensive to go to law school. So my age, which is not bad. I mean, I could go back to school.
And be done by 40.
I could be done. I would be, yes. Right. But I would be,
the youngest on the cast.
But the cost that it takes to go to law school, I've looked it up numerous times. That it's so much to go to law school. And then once you finally get out, then you have to start. I mean, you're starting at a firm. You are the bottom barrel. Yeah. And you have to work
six years
before you ever even get to the point where you're like, you know, you're profitable yourself. And then that whole time you're paying off the student loans, it's just not.
Yeah. And it really,
you're going to be school poor. And I don't want to be school poor.
When you're going for what you're going to do, if you're just considering the money, that's probably not what you want to go to.
It's not the right.
For.
Then that's not why I wanted to be. I wish I would have gone. My grandfather was going to pay for it when I was alive.
But
and I should have taken him
as
out.
As you're making it, adult learning is different. If you can't get past the student loans, then the goal is not right.
Right. No, you're absolutely
right. Because you'll just die.
Yes.
Who's going to get that money? Once you're dead,
I love Dave Ramsey, and he tells me it's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
I appreciate a lot of what Ramsey says.
I do too. I like him. Yeah.
But it's also, I mean, as far as going back to school, for me, it would be about opening doors. Because they're what I've seen, like my degree in English has opened some doors. Just having a degree.
Just having a degree, period. Yeah. Right.
So to have a degree, you know, a little bit more focused in certain areas, I just think could open some different doors in doing that. And it wouldn't be as much as law school and this and that.
No, I would love to go back at any rate. Before I'm done with my life, I want to go back. I think also I have it in my head, like many members of my family have their master's degrees and their doctorates and whatever else. And that's just something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm waiting to... for that, like,
and I really didn't think I wanted to go back to school, and then one day I did, and then one day a friend was like, "There's a college."
Kelly thinks I should do that. Go back to school for restaurant management.
Yeah, no, and that's but it really was. I didn't know. It occurred to me that I wanted to go to school, but I didn't know what for. Like, I knew that I wasn't going to go anywhere. Being a bartender waiter was not going to travel. That had no hope of travel in it. I was not going to be able to live somewhere else. Sure. My job was at Scottsdale and Indian School. That's where that job started and end. There was no impossible dream at the end of that. That couldn't go anywhere.
Impossible dream.
There just wasn't. So I knew I had to go back to school for something to be more mobile, to make myself more like viable.
Marketable, if you will.
And then I spent an entire year interviewing people on what they did. I went person to person. I checked out where everybody lived. I looked at where do you live? What is the climate like here? Why do you like living here? I asked everybody, I bored them. What do you do for a living? What's your job? Why do you like it? Why do you hate it? And at the end of it, the only person that liked their job that I ever met was my mom. So I was like, okay, there you go. That's the career.
And my parents are both in education, and my mom fucking hated her job. She could literally not wait to retire and didn't look back.
Unfortunately, the people that I talked to that were teachers were teachers so long that they hated their students.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have gone back for teaching if I had met younger teachers who still liked their students.
No, they don't like them either, because my sister was a first-year teacher, and she's like, fuck this, I'm out. Yeah. No, they don't like them either. I've met teachers hate their jobs. Yeah. So there's that. Don't go back for teaching.
I really did. And after, it was a solid year. And I went everywhere. I traveled all over. Anybody, I talked to everybody. People were like, why do you want to talk to my mom? I'm like, I just want to know what she does. Why
That's
do you
such
want to talk to my
idea.
Cousin? I just wanted to hear from people. Like, what do you do? What's
and
good?
I know
what's
what
bad?
Your field is. People, a lot of people go back at mid-career.
It's very, it's a very, what do they call it? Second part of life. They have some way to
term for it.
Yeah, some term for what it was.
Category that it. Yeah,
and anyway. I was the oldest person when I graduated. I was the oldest person in my class.
Sure.
Like
And now you're
the go to girl for
you're
all
happy,
kinds of things.
Right? You're happy. Oh, you're comfortable in your living.
I really do love what I do, and I'm paid well for it. Like as far as I'm concerned, I make what I feel I deserve for it.
Mr. Like,
and in addition, you also continue your education because you're always going to some seminar or some thing or some. You're always doing more and more and more.
Yeah.
And I love school because I've always loved being a student.
Because there's even one thing that you do at the restaurant that nobody, like three people, do.
Yeah, I specialize. Yeah,
cooks, cleans, makes chicken fried steak.
I honestly do like that. Is the one thing
moving
about
the steaks from the fridge to the grill?
And I had to move a steak.
Winky
the other day.
Face emoticon.
What about the freezer?
I had to move a steak the other day, and the steak had a lot of fucking tartar sauce on it.
Oh no! Was the steak within your own restaurant, or was it from a whole other kitchen?
Oh, no. It was my steak, and it was going. Oh, it was a very stressful night. But I like that. It's very exciting. It changes constantly. It's very life or death. Like, it really
literally.
Is literally life or death a lot. some nights I feel like I'm on a TV show.
Like, I feel like I know nurses who really like their lives and their jobs. And I know a lot of, not that that's what you are, but I know a lot of moms.
Yeah. I think the jig is pretty much up on what I do. Yeah.
X mouth emoticon.
Whoopsie.
And I know some other, Kelly's mom was, and she retired very well and really, really had a, you know, the difference between Kelly's mom retired and she's like, yeah, I liked my job. And she retired with a good pension and benefits. My mom retired with a good pension and benefits. And she was like, I fucking hate it as a teacher. Again, yeah. I hated it. Don't ever be a teacher is what she said. And Kelly's mom's like, yeah, this is a good career path.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've thought about that. And I know another guy in town who's in school right now. We're the same age and he's in school. He went back to a community college to get his like small classes out of the way. You know, the AA class. You know, the smaller classes, AA classes. That's not right. But you know what I mean.
100 level.
Different classes.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we'll have to talk more about it later.
Yeah. And it's.
What about you, fine sir?
I don't remember what the original question was. Oh, what's holding you back from.
Oh, yeah.
Fear came up from Matt and from Harrison. Mm-hmm.
At one point, I go back 20 years, I would have said fear. Only because I remember when I first moved to Phoenix and I was very much in the George Michael impersonation thing and I was doing that. And I went to Vegas, I met Frank Marino and I literally did an unofficial audition to be in the college and I was too intimidated. I was like, this is too big, too much, too fast for me. I couldn't do it. So I guess fear in that aspect would have been that because it was, what they were talking about was me jumping into a show 6 nights a week.
You know, like start 12
performances, doing it, boom, 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 right now. Okay, I could have made crazy money, and I could have had a whole different world, and we probably wouldn't be sitting here having this show talking about this right now. But it was too much for me. It was too big and too quick, and I'm like, no, I'm not ready for this at all. So in that case, that would have been one factor that would have been a fear. But I think other things would be, like I said earlier, just that my knee-jerk reaction was money, because money does enable you, if you've got the funds, it enables you to do so many things that otherwise you might not want to gamble on.
One of the few things that I like that Oprah says is money doesn't buy happiness, but it does buy choices.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, valid point. So, yeah, exactly. So I can't do everything that I want to do, but I'm fortunate right now to be able to do a lot of things that I like to do and I enjoy doing based on the fact that my situation just sort of permits it.
Yeah.
This this show is another one of those things. Going back to school, one of the things that I always have remembered, I hear so many people are cut out for certain things to do in life, and it just inherently happens for them. Some people are better educators, some people are better, you know, working at this restaurant that he works in, or fundraising, or doing whatever. Everybody's got their own little niche, but I do remember that when. People who go to bartender school, I always kind of laugh at that.
Waste of money.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, either you get it or you don't, or you can learn it. You can watch people. You can spend a couple days in the trenches, and you'll start to figure out. Here's what the oranges are. Here's how you pour a shot. Here's how you work with people. I just have always thought that. I kind of think the same thing with the culinary deal. Maybe I'm wrong. I just think that you either get it or you don't. Mm-hmm. I go back to my first production manager at WMBH AM radio in Joplin, Missouri. His name is Gary Bandy. He is still he's a weatherman on the NBC affiliate that I used to work for. He's still there. He's the first one who banned me from ever being in a radio station and then hired me 2 weeks later to work and start being in that environment, which I love the environment. And he always said to me, he would never hire anybody who went to one of those schools for broadcasting because they teach you in such a whitewashed environment. You're not being taught in a real world. You're being taught in the perfect little world, and here's how this happens.
It's very formulaic.
Very sterilized, if you will.
Sterilized. Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, like at ASU, because I did broadcasting communications at ASU.
I could never tell by this show.
And you...
That's why it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. No. But when you got far enough along, you went to KAET, or is it KAET?
95.5 KJAZ.
No.
KAET is Channel 8.
Oh, Channel 8.
You went to, because it was broadcast out of there, and you worked in that, and you did live.
I think it still is.
Yeah, you do live TV. And it's done with interns and stuff like that, and there was nothing pretty about that. And I started off in Buffalo, and I did K something or other. There was a college radio station. Yeah, it doesn't sound right, but it's close to those initials. But it was a college radio station, and you got a DJ shift. Like, you had to do your 2 hours a night, and it was all done with students. It was all, you had to pick your music, your format. Like, you set it all up and played it all. Like, there was nothing about, so if you should go back to school for that, because there was nothing sterile about that or anything like that.
I think it's, what I'm taking from what you're saying is, you know, I know that there's like the radio of school and broadcast journalism, and it's like really expensive, and it's like a, you know, specialty school, and come here, and it's tough. My cousin has looked at those.
If you don't have it.
Right. If you don't have what it takes to be on the air, you're not going to learn it from a book. You've got to have a personality.
But you find once you're there, you find out, are you the on-air person? Are you the behind-the-scenes person?
Just like a teacher.
I realize the technical aspects of it. Right. There are technical things you can learn, I get. But as far as being an on-air personality, which is what I always wanted to be, you have to be in front of a mic. You just had to have it. There you go.
That they can't teach.
But they can't teach you that. It is coming up on 10 o'clock, the end of Hour 3. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That is me. Thank you for being here. I'm with Katie June, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. We're here every Tuesday night from 7 to 10. Whew. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, but we want to leave you with this one thing before we leave. We do it every week, and if you get it, you do. If you don't, you don't. We will
see you next Tuesday!
See you next Tuesday show.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America.